Hey, it's me, that guy from that thing you're about to hear. Thanks for listening to the Todd Bromelkamp Show podcast.
Is it better to be lucky or good? That's a rhetorical question, but it's something special brewing in Iowa City. 319-366-1600.
I got it! Fine. Let me have it! I got it! Fine. Let me have it! I got it!
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, Studios.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Bromelkamp Show.
4:05, Monday's edition of this program, presented by the good folks at Randy's Flooring. You can find them here in Cedar Rapids or on the Strip in Coralville. Randy's has been eastern Iowa's flooring leader for over 40 years. Welcome in. It is a packed Monday program, wall to wall, going up until 6:45 tonight when we will step aside for high school basketball. John Walters, the play-by-play voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, is with us at the bottom of the hour. Iowa State doing exactly what the Cyclones needed to do over the weekend to keep pace in the race for the Big 12 regular season championship, knocking off Kansas State in the octagon. Sean Morris of the Big Ten Network will be with us at 5:05 tonight. The Iowa native breaking down yet another amazing finish between Iowa and this time Rutgers. Also, the Iowa women are atop the Big Ten standings, tied with the Maryland Terrapins after they knocked off Brenda Freeze's squad at Carver Hawkeye Arena in front of a season-high, Lisa Bluter believes possibly career-high, crowd in a snowstorm yesterday. You will hear from Coach Bluter tonight at 5:30. And if that were not enough, Mac McCausland is going to be with us coming up in the 6 o'clock hour. And we've got a $30 gift card to Mulligan's Pub on Old Marion Road. We're going to give that away sometime between now and 7 o'clock tonight. KGYM road trip returning to Mulligan's next Thursday. We'll have details about that. Alex, who did it better? Jordan Bohannon against Northwestern or Joe Wieskamp against Rutgers? That's the poll question today at KGYMradio.com. Is something special brewing with this Iowa basketball team?
It depends. I guess it depends on your definition of special, but I just think that the important thing right now is to look back and say that this has been a fantastic bounce back season for this program. That's first and foremost, because there is so much, there's still a lot of basketball to be played, and they're going to be jockeying for position. But 4-14 last year, did anybody think that they would be 20-5 right now at this point in the season? Because I sure as hell didn't. So that's the first thing to point out, because in that sense, I would say that it already has been.
I know it's President's Day, but are you running for office? That was sort of politically correct there.
No, because I think there's a lot to unpack here, because I have no idea how they've won these last two games.
I think it's already a success.
That shot from Joe Wieskamp had no business going in.
I watched it in real time, which, by the way, my son was extremely upset at me on Saturday because he did not understand why I was not leaving the TV. But so he brought all of his toys. His toys are in another room. And he kept bringing more and more toys into the living room while I was watching that. And I felt like
a subtle hint? Like, hey.
Yeah, no, come. I felt like the world's worst parent. And he does not understand that occasionally daddy has to work by watching TV, which is also what I tell him anytime a TV show is on that I want to watch. So maybe I've sort of polluted his worldview here. But he didn't understand what was going on, and I certainly didn't understand what was going on. Some Iowa fans are upset that Steve Peichel made the comment afterwards that they were 3 points better than Rutgers or whatever, thinking that was talking down to the Hawkeyes. I am really impressed with that Rutgers squad. That's a decent basketball team, and one that I certainly would not want to go up against Thursday or even Friday at the Big Ten tournament if they get the right matchup at the United Center. But that's a good win for the Hawkeyes. I know there are a lot of people out there, especially fans of another school here in the state of Iowa, that are trying their best to poo-poo what the Hawkeyes have done back-to-back. Well, back-to-back buzzer beaters against bad teams.
I'll give them that two against wins. Northwestern.
Two wins.
But I didn't think they played poorly at all against Rutgers. I didn't think they played great.
That was a highly entertaining game.
It was.
Rutgers did not give an inch, and you knew that that game was going to come down to who had the ball last. And unlike the Northwestern win, which I saw a number of people referring to as a walk-off buzzer beater, the Northwestern win was not a buzzer beater because Northwestern got the ball back and almost won that game. Again, I challenge everybody to go back and watch the final four tenths of a second or whatever was remaining on the clock, in which Northwestern almost gets that desperation shot. This was a walk-off. This was a dagger. And where was Joe Wieskamp less than 24 hours after hitting arguably the biggest shot of his Iowa career? He was in Carver Hawkeye Arena cheering the women's team on. Fran McCaffrey watching from up the tunnel, over 10,000 people braving the snowstorm. It wasn't that bad, but it was not a pleasant drive from Cedar Rapids to Iowa City yesterday for that game. It was fun, though, watching Lisa Bluter's crew take it to Brenda Fries and the Maryland Terrapins. Iowa has a chance, the women, now to win their first regular season Big Ten title since 2008. Again, Lisa Bluter going to be joining us on the program coming up at 5:35 tonight.
There are still some on the text line that are poo-pooing this season. I have said this numerous times. I can't say this again because I've said it a million times. I'm not sure what the upside for this team is. I don't know how much of a run they can make in March. I think that they have clear flaws, but they're 20-5. They're 20-5 on the season. Yes, this is something to write home about. They were 14-19 last year.
The ceiling for this team, by the way, I apologize if you do hear me clear my throat in the microphone or, heaven forbid, cough at any point in time. I am a little under the weather, and I'm trying very hard to power through this. The ceiling for this team is a Sweet 16 appearance. The floor at this point is a first-round exit in the NCAA tournament.
Yes, because they're going to be in the NCAA tournament.
That's not bad for a team that won four Big Ten games a year ago. Four Big Ten wins a year ago. And 14 wins overall, as Alex pointed out. So when the ceiling is a Sweet 16, your first Sweet 16 in two decades, and the floor is getting back to the NCAA tournament, that's pretty darn good. Now, Iowa State, on the other hand, they've got designs on winning a Big 12 regular season championship. They took a big step, and I know we've got John coming up in about 15-20 minutes from now at the bottom of the hour. They took a big step toward that this weekend with their performance against Kansas State.
That is a team with a really high ceiling. And my goodness, when all cylinders are firing for that basketball team, they look like they should run away with that conference. They went into Kansas State's house, Kansas State 9-2 in the Big 12, and they had been rolling. And in that second half, they just pummeled them. They looked like they were the more athletic team. They looked like the better basketball team that entire second half. And it sort of, I think a lot of people who maybe watched Iowa State for the first time on Saturday looked at that game and said, okay, going back to that Sports Illustrated article that had them as one of eight teams that could possibly win a national championship, if they play like that, you can see what the people were thinking by including them, because they really look like a top 10 team on Saturday.
2325 asks a very interesting query on the Hertin and Stocker Jewelers text line. What's the ultimate ceiling of an Iowa basketball team or an Iowa State basketball team year in and year out? Now, speaking of President's Day and being politically correct, sounding like you're running for office, I'm going to give a very politically correct answer here. The answer, of course, matters what type of team you have. If you've got a good team, the ceiling is going to be different than if you've got a licklighter team or a, I don't necessarily want to throw Wayne Morgan out there, but Greg McDermott's teams weren't that necessarily that great. Look, the realistic expectations for fan bases around here for Iowa and Iowa State basketball It's you want to get to the NCAA tournament, and you want to be in a position where you can make a run toward the Sweet 16. Now, we've seen Iowa State, within the last two decades, have a little bit more success than that.
Right.
They were on the cusp of greatness, and then we all remember how that finished out, and heaven help Tom Izzo and Michigan State if they ever cross paths in the NCAA tournament with Iowa State again, because I'm not sure the fans will be able to survive that. But realistically, you Sweet 16, you get to, here's the thing about the tournament. You want to get to the Sweet 16. You want to get to the Sweet 16 because if you can get there, then everything after that is a crapshoot. First off, get to the tournament. Second step, get to the Sweet 16. Feel like I'm describing the plot of the Underwear Gnomes episode on South Park, but that's my worldview. My worldview is you want to get to the tournament. If you didn't get to the tournament, your season was an abject failure for the most part. So get to the tournament and then win two games in the tournament. Again, something we haven't seen Iowa do in almost 20 years. So get to the tournament, win two games, and then all of a sudden, there's 16 teams left standing. And you're a couple wins away from doing something special that you haven't done in several decades. Iowa State, same thing. 3-6-6-1600, and oh, don't look now, but the Drake Bulldogs are making a run for a Missouri Valley crown in Darren DeVries' first season. Now, what website were you looking at earlier today where the projection had the MVC win? Loyola is the projected winner in...
Yes.
A certain round of bracketology, and again, all of these are garbage at this point. They don't mean anything.
Pretty much every bracketology I looked at from USA Today to ESPN to CBS has Loyola as the projected winner and a 15 seed in the NCAA tournament.
Look, you may as well just leave the line open for the MVC and put a question mark there because this is a one-bid league, and that bid's going to be determined next month in St. Louis, and nobody... And I mean nobody has any clue who's going to win that bid. If somebody is out there saying it's going to be Loyola, or somebody is out there saying it's going to be Drake, or somebody's going to say, hey, UNI is going to get hot over 4 days, nobody knows a damn thing about who's going to win the Missouri Valley Conference auto bid. That league is so topsy-turvy and just absolutely bonkers that people are being lazy because last year Loyola was the tournament darling. So, they're up there again. You go ahead and pencil them as a fifth. The MVC is a 15 seed.
Unprecedented.
I just don't see that. There's a lot of bad There's a lot of bad one-bid leagues out there. I don't think the MVC is in that stratosphere.
I just think that with the resumes of these teams, there's not going to be much to go on as far as putting anybody higher. Where you look at Loyola... And some of the losses that they've had, I guess maybe Drake. If Drake can win the MVC and have, let's have 24, 25 wins in doing so, maybe they slide up to that 14 or 13 line. But right now, if a 18, 19 win Loyola team gets in, they're probably a low 14, high 15 seed in the NCAA tournament, which is crazy to think about.
If you want a really good laugh today, not to transition away from basketball all that quickly, but Tom Ricketts had a media conference with Cubs beat writers in Arizona today in which he tried to convince the world that the Cubs are out of money, that they didn't sign any free agents this offseason because they don't have the money to do so. We're out of money. And so one fan has started a sarcastic GoFundMe page for the Cubs to raise some money. This is a franchise that I believe was valued at $3 billion, something along those lines. But they're out of money. They can't sign any, and apparently nobody else can either. Although Mike Moustakas going to the Brewers on a one-year deal. I'm telling you, that National League Central, you know it as well as I do, is going to be just an absolute Daytona 500 this year. Insert topical reference there.
Did you watch?
Hell no, I didn't watch the Daytona 500.
I think I skimmed past it and then realized that that was what was on. And
I saw people reacting to the fact that there was some sort of...
There was a wreck.
Yeah.
A large pile.
And that's kind of how I get 98%, 99% of my information about the entire world is Twitter. It makes me a red-blooded American. I get all of my news from Twitter, and I have culled my Twitter feed to feed my exact preferences into what I want to know about and what I want people to tell me to think. So that's... I'm like, oh, yeah, a bunch of people are making fun of the Daytona 500 because I follow people who kind of have my same outlook. Dale Earnhardt didn't win, did he? No. Okay.
Oh.
360.
I know. Cold.
Don't ask me why, but I can tell you where I was the day that Dale Earnhardt died.
I can, too. I was at the...
And I don't know why. It's not like it hit me. It's not like I got down on my hands and knees and wept. But I was in East Lansing covering an Iowa-Michigan State basketball game. And some sports writer, I can't even remember, some sports writer came into the room after the game was over and was like, y'all hear the news? And then I went back to work. 366-1600, the Hertin and Stocker Jewelers text line. Can't wait for the reaction to that one. We've got a great program for you today. As we mentioned, John Walters coming up at the bottom of the hour. Sean Mora stopping by from the Big Ten Network. Iowa, Maryland, the men's game tomorrow on the BTN. I believe it's a 7 o'clock tip-off for that game tomorrow. Iowa also has Indiana on tap at Carver-Hawkeye Arena on Friday night. So a big week for the Hawkeyes, back-to-back home games. And if they want to win, if they want to claim one of those four double buys at the Big Ten tournament next month at the United Center, they got a couple opportunities. One, beat Maryland, and two, beat Wisconsin. Now, they got to do that at the Kohl Center. But this is a huge game tomorrow night in Iowa City, and Sean's going to be along with us to preview it. 4:21, we will step aside. Kyle's going to join us in the KGYM studios coming up shortly. He'll have a big board update for you. Back with more after this.
It's never too early to start planning to update or remodel your home and garden. And what better way to start than at the 40th annual Cedar Rapids Home and Builders Show at the Hawkeye Downs Expo Center in Cedar Rapids. Bigger and better than ever, this is your chance to see the very latest products and services for your home and yard. Stop by Friday, February 22nd through Sunday, February 24th. See the displays and attend informative how-to seminars. At the Home Show! The 40th Annual Cedar Rapids Home and Builders Show from 4 to 8 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday, and noon to 5 Sunday, February 22nd through the 24th at the Hawkeye Downs Expo Center in Cedar Rapids. Admission is still just $5, children under 12 free. And don't miss Papa Balloon. See you at the show. Sponsored by the Greater Cedar Rapids Housing and Building Association.
Ideas to make your house a home.
20 professionals speaking 9 different languages, serving over 7,000 clients worldwide. That's Community CPA, a global firm located in Coralville and Des Moines. As trusted advisors in tax and accounting, they make even the most foreign and complicated tax matters simple. Trust them with your LLC and S-Corp tax filings before March 15th. Call Community CPA in Coralville now, 319-208-3712, to improve the quality of your tax preparation. 319-208-3712.
Our homes are where we make the best family memories, but sometimes things can get a little messy. Kids will be kids and dogs will be dogs, but your floors don't need to show it. Randy's Flooring offers the best selection of pet-proof and kid-proof flooring materials. Let one of the Randy's interior designers or sales professionals help you find the right products at the right price for you and your family. Visit randysflooring.com or stop by either corridor location and see why Randy's makes the difference. Randy's, local flooring experts by design.
Because we have so many clients referring us to their friends, I think that's our biggest, best story. Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. I really think it's about us building that relationship and being an extension of their business. And even if I am just talking on the phone to them, you can see that smile on their face and know that another problem is solved.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show right here on KGYM.
Thank you for the education, gentlemen. You've just received a PhD in stupidity.
Winter has officially pushed my wife and I to the breaking point with regard to we don't have anywhere to put more snow. And it sounds like there's more snow on the way.
This is.
We shoveled the previous mound of snow. This is a true story. Yesterday, we shoveled the previous mounds of snow just so that we would have a place to put the snow that we were about to shovel. So it's like pre-gaming when you were in college where you'd drink at the apartment or in the dorm before you went downtown. We were pre-shoveling last night. So we had some play, or yesterday morning, before we went down to Iowa City for the Iowa women's game, which, by the way, was absolutely fantastic, and a tip of the cap to everybody down there. The marketing department really did a nice job in trying to make that a hostile environment for the Maryland Terrapins to come into. And it was, and I was impressed because nobody left early. I can't say nobody because somebody out there is going to be like, "There, here's a picture of three people leaving." Okay. 99.8% of the people that were at that game stayed in their seats and watched the Iowa women win that game. And I'm thinking, okay, then it's not an Iowa City problem. It's not a Carver Hawkeye Arena problem. It's not an Iowa basketball fan problem. It's an Iowa men's basketball fan problem. 366-1600. Plus, Iowa was winning the game handily. People wanted to stick around and enjoy the victory. I guess it would have been different had things been the other way around. Let's go to the phone lines, though. 366-1600. Josh and Marion wants to talk about the Iowa game. Josh, you're on. What's up?
Afternoon, fellas. First of all, I've got to answer the poll question. I would definitely say Wieskamp's was hands down, just because how in the heck did he make that? And a little backstory on that. Saturday night, at the local high school, watching our girls play in the regional game, the Wieskamp's three hit about the time the opponents called the timeout and the gym was silent, except for the five of us that were sitting about midway up watching the game on one of the cell phones. And yeah, we kind of felt a little awkward, and thankfully it wasn't an injury timeout or anything, but we celebrated, then looked up to see everyone, including most of the girls, looking at us, trying to figure out what we were watching and why we were not watching the high school game.
Well, that is a pretty funny story. There are probably some people
cheering the timeout. That's what you do at
probably
high
some people that were
games.
Disappointed because their DVR got spoiled. Because I know a lot of people will DVR.
I don't know how people do that. I really
in
don't.
In this day and age, it's difficult, but more power to you if you're somebody.
You can do that.
If you're somebody who, I have a hard enough time on Sunday nights staying off my phone when The Walking Dead is on. If I'm DVRing it and I've got to watch it after, I don't want that to be spoiled. But if you're staying off your phones and social media for hours while a basketball game or a football game's going on, just so you can watch it and be surprised on the old DVR. Kudos to you. 366-1600. That is also the Hertin and Stocker Jewelers text line. Kyle has joined us in the studio. He's going to have a lot of information to get through on this big board update.
It was a big weekend around the state when it comes to basketball, and it all started on Saturday. The 21st-ranked Iowa men beat Rutgers on the road 71-69 on yet another unbelievable finish. This time a Joe Wieskamp three banked from the corner at the buzzer. The Hawkeyes are now 20-5 on the season, 9-5 in the conference, and next host number 24 Maryland tomorrow night. The most monumental victory of the weekend came yesterday inside Carver Hawkeye, though, as Megan Gustafson of the 14th-ranked Hawkeye women beat 7th-ranked Maryland for the first time since 1992, 86-73. Gustafson had only 7 points at the half, and the team had made only 1 3, yet the score was knotted at 33. So when Gustafson exploded for a double-double in the second half alone, well, the Terps had no answer. She finished with 31-17, and the teams are now tied atop the Big Ten. The Cyclones also had a huge win on Saturday as they try to position themselves for a chance at a Big 12 title. Their young guys are hitting their stride at the right time as Lindell Wigginton led with 23 on just 7 of 9 from the floor. Talon Horton Tucker had 20 as well. The team was 52% from the floor, 58% from distance, and is now up to 19th in the AP poll and just one game out of the Big 12 lead. The Cyclone women are also good, ranked 18th, and they beat Okie State 89-67, also now 3rd in the conference. UNI also beat Evansville over the weekend, but Drake has quietly roared to the top of the MVC after a win over Valpo. The Bulldogs are 20-7 on the year and in a three-way tie with Loyola and Missouri State in the conference. At least one time here, we've got a handful of local state wrestling championships champions to recognize. Those are Lisbon's Robert Avila Jr., Cale Happel, and Kobe Siebrecht, Solon's Hayden Taylor, Mount Vernon's Paul Ryan, and Linmar's Jacob Wempen.
Iowa State sweeping weekly Big 12 honors. Lindell Wigginton, the Big 12 Player of the Week. Talen Horton Tucker, Big 12 Newcomer of the Week. And Iowa's Grant Judkins, the Pitcher of the Week in the Big 10. The Pella native throwing a career-high 6 innings of no-hit ball, striking out 11 in the 10-0 win over Marshall on Sunday as college baseball season is here. Iowa State play-by-play man John Walters is set to join us in just a few minutes. John's appearance brought to you by Craig Adamson, a True Wealth Stewardship partner. Cyclones are very much in the Big 12 regular season title picture. We discuss that with John next.
What's good, Stephen A?
Here's where I will come to Kevin Durant's defense. He did look Ethan Strauss, brought up his name, looked at him and said, yeah, you. After declaring, he comes into the locker room. He just surveys the locker room. He don't talk to me. He doesn't talk to anybody. And then he writes it as if I said it. See, to me, ladies and gentlemen, this ain't about the history of Kevin Durant. This ain't about a fake Twitter account. This ain't about him leaving OKC for Golden State. This ain't about none of that. This is about a young man who conducts himself like a model citizen, who's an elite performer, universally recognized as a top 5 player on the planet Earth, saying to a reporter in front of the throngs of media members that are there, I don't talk to you, you didn't talk to me. To me, the only thing I would say about Ethan Strauss is that requires a response.
Catch Stephen A. weekdays at 1 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. At this hour, Giants manager Bruce Bochy, who's guided the team to 3 World Series championships, announced today he's retiring at the end of the 2019 season. The 63-year-old has been San Francisco skipper since 2007 and guiding them to those championships. Angels owner Artie Moreno said the team has had internal discussions regarding a new contract for outfielder Mike Trout, who can become a free agent after the 2020 season. Oklahoma receiver Marquise Brown, a projected top 15 pick in the upcoming NFL draft, underwent surgery on a foot injury last month, which will keep him from taking part in the NFL Combine and his pro day. That will not affect Brown's draft status.
Hey, Dave, what's with the dry erase board?
We've got so much to do before we open for the day, so I'm diagramming our game plan.
You just wrote help me and X's and arrows.
I know. We need help.
Here's a plan. Call Cintas. They'll check our fire extinguishers, stock our first aid cabinets. They'll take care of our floor mats and restroom supplies. And, of course, deliver great-looking uniforms.
Call Cintas. Great plan.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with Way Forward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
100 years of hard work can take you far. And no one knows that better than Goodyear. In 1918, we started the Akron Wingfoots basketball team, laced up, and took to the court. And we've been outperforming the rest ever since. Goodyear proudly celebrates our 100th anniversary in basketball and our relentless dedication to being unstoppable. Goodyear, more driven.
Hiring used to be hard. Multiple job sites, stacks of resumes. But today, hiring can be easy, and you only have to go to one place to get it done. ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. And right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/will. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WILL. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Well, that and a nickel get you a hot cup, a jack squat!
That's exclusive audio of Tom Ricketts earlier today in Arizona explaining to the media that the Cubs don't have any money. They don't have any money. They can't afford to sign anybody. Meanwhile, I'd love to see Bryce Harper and Manny Machado just take minimum wage jobs working a drive-through window or something this offseason. Just sit the year out.
They could.
Be or a good reality TV show.
Don't even have
show.
To work.
And there are a lot of rumblings that...
Just go play golf every day.
Yeah. Not Mike Moustakas, though. He signed with the Brewers. They found some money. They scrounged together some money to go and get him on a one-year deal. And we'll have some baseball discussion coming up here this week as we make our way through another four programs. Monday's programs brought to you, by the way, by Randy's Flooring here in Cedar Rapids and in Coralville on the Coralville Strip. We'll tell you a little bit more about them coming up at the top of hour number two. Right now, our weekly chat with Iowa State play-by-play man John Walters. His appearance brought to you by Craig Adamson, a True Wealth Stewardship partner. And John, Iowa State did what it needed to do this past weekend. If it wants to win a regular season Big 12 title, it's keeping pace, knocking off Kansas State in the octagon. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Yeah, that was something that not only Iowa State needed, but the whole Big 12 needed if this thing was going to be a race, was for somebody to knock off Kansas State, particularly to do it on their home floor. And so, you know, for Iowa State to go in there and win, eventually they lost to K-State earlier this season, was huge, not only for the Cyclones, but really brought a lot of attention back to the Big 12 because I think there's a lot of curious people around the country wondering if Kansas can stretch the streak to 15 straight years. And if Kansas State had defeated Iowa State on Saturday, that wouldn't quite be a knockout punch, but, man, they would have had a lot of separation from the rest of the league. So now it's a race again, and a lot of teams are in it, and thankfully Iowa State's one of them, and hopefully that continues right to the finish line.
What is the difference between a performance like they had on Saturday and the one that they had at home against TCU? Because we've seen it a couple of times, and we'll get to this a little later, but they've been able to bounce back after some of their worst performances this season and really have some of their best performances.
I agree with that, and I'm not sure exactly why that is, but I guess they regain their focus when they need to and get challenged. And, you know, the TCU game, they got off to a great start. I mean, they were up 13-4. It looked like everything was going great. Jamie Dixon's calling timeouts in the first 5 minutes of the game. You're thinking, okay, they're going to be just fine here, you know. And then TCU came out and counterpunched, and Iowa State kind of was shell-shocked. They got hit with like a 27-2 run, which never happens to them on their home floor, and never could quite get it back together and figure that one out. And, you know, sometimes if you're not completely ready to play, you are going to, and you know that other team's going to be, particularly with as much as they had riding on it, you can fall victim to that stuff. So I think Iowa State was the team that went into Kansas State this week with a similar mindset that TCU had of just, you know, you got to dig down a little bit deeper. You know, it's a little bit tougher on the road. And, you know, they had that right frame of mind going in there. And then it certainly helps when you're making shots. And Talen Horton-Tucker got off to the great start, and Lindell Wigginson started heating up. And when they were both hitting together, Iowa State's really tough to beat when they have that many guys clicking offensively.
Was that as confident as you've seen Lindell Wigginson all season? Because he was absolutely unconscious, especially late in that game.
Yeah, I think so. You know, he had a really good scoring game against West Virginia, scored 28 points in that game. A lot of that was at the free throw line, just driving it and getting to the free throw line. But this was different. I mean, this was a feel thing where, you know, every time he was catching it, you know, he was a threat, whether it was passing the basketball or putting up a shot. And that's the Lindell that we saw a year ago. And it was really exciting to see him have a game like that. You hope it can carry over. You hope it can put them together back-to-back like that. But, yeah, he was in a real groove. And, you know, as I mentioned, Horton Tucker hot like that as well. I mean, the whole team was hitting threes. It was a little bit reminiscent of the win at Kansas a couple years ago when Deontay Burton and that gang hit 17 three-pointers on the road or 18, whatever the number was. It was a school record. This time they hit 14 of them as a team. and most of the damage was done by those two guys.
Steve Prohm said after the game that he didn't think the guys were second-guessing themselves. They were sort of acting on their instincts and just shooting the ball, and it was working out for them. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I maybe read the quote a little differently. I think he was basically saying that a part of coaching is giving guys that freedom to not overcoach them in those situations and not get them second-guessing themselves about whether to take a shot because they're looking over their shoulder at the bench thinking, well, I might come out if I take a shot that he doesn't like my shot selection. And not to say that there haven't been moments where that has happened this year, but I think he does give those guys a lot of offensive freedom. And it's something that he really, I think, carried on from Fred Hoiberg. Fred was terrific at giving guys the offensive freedom, the confidence that he wanted them to shoot the ball. And I think Steve's been really good in that area too. He hardly ever benches a guy for taking a shot. If he's not hustling or being selfish, that's different, but he wants guys to look to shoot the basketball. In fact, he was talking today about wanting Tyrese Halliburton to shoot it more. But as he mentioned, and this is true, you've got three guys that do hunt their shot in Horton, Tucker, Wigginton, and Shayok. And so it's great to have those complementary pieces around them in Halliburton and Wyler Babb. But you want guys to not be fearful of taking shots. If you shoot a basketball with a sense of fear to you, you're probably a pretty good chance you're not going to make it.
You sort of understand that with Mariel Shayok, as good as he is offensively all around, and he's the guy at the end of the shot clock that hits a lot of big shots. But is the best example of that how Coach Prohm has handled Talen Horton Tucker this season? Not benching him, not encouraging him to slow down or take better shots, but just sort of letting him get through shooting slumps.
Yeah, I think, he definitely talks to him about that stuff, but more in practice, not during the course of an actual game. But he definitely, goes back, and he really is a film hound. I mean, Steve loves film, and he loves to sit the players down and show them things. And I think that's where he does that teaching, is in those moments, and says, okay, now this was a shot that, I'm not going to bench you for, but take a look at this shot, and what else could you have done differently? Could you have reversed the ball one more time and then gotten a better look for yourself or for a teammate? And I think a lot of that stuff does happen, but not during the course of a game as much. And again, I think that's really an area where, it's probably hard as a coach to bite your lip sometimes, but at the same time, you want your players playing with confidence, and especially a team that relies on the offensive end of the floor and spacing. And as long as they're not being selfish, as long as they're taking, shots that they feel they can make, he wants them doing it.
You think it's almost the opposite with Tyrese Halliburton? You mentioned him wanting Coach Prohm him to get more involved offensively, where he's filled so many roles this season. He's been okay at times offensively, but maybe you don't want to overload him by trying to get him more involved in running stuff for him.
Yeah, it was a valid point that Coach was asked about today by Travis Hines of the Ames Tribune, which is that opponents are running Tyrese off the 3-point line because that's where most of his shot attempts are coming from. And Prohm said, I'm okay with that because he's so good at driving it when that happens, and then finding a teammate. But what he'd like him to do a little bit more is drive it in those situations and then go ahead and finish, because he's had a chance for some, runners or teardrops in the paint that he can definitely make. We've seen him make them. But he just doesn't shoot it very often in those situations. He's usually looking to pass first, and that's fine. Again, on a team full of shooters, it's okay that he thinks that way. And then if you look at Tyrese's percentages, 54% from the floor and 46% from the three, and he's shooting great percentages. So it's not like he's doing anything wrong. But I think Coach just wants to let him know that it's okay to go ahead and take that shot in that situation. We want you to do it. And Tyrese was asked about it today, and he said, I was even that way in high school. I was always looking to pass first, and it is a little bit of a process for him to get to that point. But I think you're exactly right. It is kind of the opposite of reining those other guys in to just loosen the leash and just say, go get them, to Tyrese. And, Nick's the same way. Nick Wyler-Babb is certainly a pass-first point guard. And for 3 years, Coach Prohm's been asking him for more offense. Go ahead and take shots. And Nick has really done a good job with that this year. But I think that's good to have those pieces in there with guys who are going to hunt their shot a little bit more.
John Walters, play-by-play voice of the Iowa State Cyclones. You'll hear him again tomorrow as the Cyclones host Baylor at Hilton Coliseum. Sounds like Fred Hoiberg is going to be back in attendance for the first time since he left to coach the Bulls. How loud do you think the ovation will be for the mayor?
I would imagine pretty loud. And Monte Morris is going to be back as well. So there'll be an equally loud ovation for a guy having a really good NBA season for the Denver Nuggets. So fun to have those guys back. And, you know, this is the first time that either one of them's been back for a game. They've been back for the reunion. And I think the reunion is a big reason why these guys want to come back for games. And not just Fred and Monte, but a lot of times you'll see former players in the crowd, or they come back just to watch a game. And Kentrell Horton was here a year ago. I've seen Paul Shirley at many games. Martin Rancic has been at games. You know, it's just fun for those guys to feel connected to the program. And Coach Palm has done a wonderful job of making the former players feel like they're welcome and that they are a part of something special and that they always have a home here. And so that's been a really impressive thing about him. Ever since he took the job, he said it's a real priority for him. And I just think it's awesome because all those generations of players do come back, and I emcee that reunion every year. And it's just a fun event, and it's really cool to see those generations kind of come together. And so, yeah, that's going to be awesome to have Fred and Monte back in the house tomorrow, and hopefully it gives them a little shot of adrenaline, which, you know, they might need to beat Baylor. Baylor's had some really good moments this year.
What has happened to Baylor, I mean, maybe the past couple of weeks, where they get off to that hot start in conference, now they've lost 3 of 4?
Injuries. You know, their top 3 scorers are all out right now. Now, whether or not they come back for the game tomorrow remains to be seen because they've been listed as day-to-day. Tristan Clark will not be back. He played against Iowa State the first game, got hurt in that game, and is out for the season. He was their best player. But after that, they kind of reinvented themselves. Just when I and everybody else probably wrote them off, Coach Drew kind of reinvented them as a small ball team. They play 4 guards and share the ball and move it around, and they don't have anywhere near the long bodies that they normally do along that baseline in that zone. It's so opposite of what they've done in the past, but it really clicked. And all of a sudden they went from the worst 3-point shooting team in the Big 12 to, in conference play, they've been the best 3-point shooting team in the Big 12 with the small ball attack. And Makai Mason, the transfer from Yale, who's dealt with a variety of injuries throughout his career, is hurt again. He hurt his toe. King McClure, who was really playing at a high level, a senior for them, hurt his knee. He's been out. So with those two guys sidelined along with Clark, they have taken a little baby step back here. But they're still, I think, an NCAA tournament team. And those two guys should get healthy again, and I think they'll be right back in the mix. But whether or not they're here tomorrow playing remains to be seen.
Coach's Corner show coming up from the Applebee's. It sounds like your usual cohort, Eric Heft, is going to be alongside you tonight.
Always good to have Coach Heft alongside, and then we're going to have Steve Prohm on to open the show, and then Bill Fenley will be along after that. And so much good stuff going on with both those programs that we're excited about that. We'll even talk a little wrestling as Kevin Dresser tries to get the place packed this Sunday for Iowa State and Missouri.
Yeah, Iowa State men up to 19 in the AP poll today. The Iowa State women at number 20. John will be tuned in on 1600 after the show's over. Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
John Walters, play-by-play voice of the Cyclones. Again, you can hear him tonight on the Coach's Corner show and tomorrow as ISU plays host to the Baylor Bears. His appearance on Mondays brought to you by Craig Adamson, a True Wealth Stewardship partner and a tremendous supporter of Cyclone Athletics here on KGYM. Got to take care of business at home, but you got the mayor returning to the house. Monte Morris is going to be there. Iowa State is a better team than Baylor. Should be an electric atmosphere at Hilton Coliseum tomorrow night for that game, which we will have, as we mentioned, right here on KGYM.
It should. And I know that when we got into the discussion about Iowa's season, there were some Iowa State fans on the text line sort of poo-pooing it. But I cannot reiterate this enough. Iowa State is. This is the best team that I've seen them run out on the court since I've been in the area. And that counts teams with Monte Morris and Naz Long and Matt. This is a talented team, and they should win the Big 12. And they have to avoid stubbing their toe from here on out. But if they get Lindell Wigginton and Cam Lard to play the way that they have for the majority, I'd say, of the last 3 or 4 weeks, they're going to be in very good shape. Because other than teams like Duke or maybe Kentucky, they have that kind of collective talent on the team, and they're seeming to gel together pretty well as of late.
From Big 12 discussion to the Big 10, one of the conference's contenders suffered a big loss yesterday. Not in the win-loss column, but on the floor. We'll tell you who's out and for how long when we return after this.
We were naive about all things money.
And we maybe put money into places and paid things that we thought were the most important thing, but maybe necessarily big picture weren't always the biggest and best thing to do.
We were just so tired of renting, and you know, we rented at several places. We felt like it was time, we needed help. And so we talked to Joe at DuPaco. That opened the door to us doing a money makeover. It put everything in black and white right before us. We were getting close. We knew we had the right amount of income. We knew that our credit scores had skyrocketed. We just need to find that right home.
Did the application through DuPaco. Joe was able to get us pre-approved, I think, as we were sitting in her office.
We came into the house for the first time. It was awesome. We're so thankful that we had the tools that DuPaco gave us.
Learn the whole story at DuPaco.com/impactful. Equal housing opportunity.
Save big money this week during Menards' Price to Right sale. Save on window images blinds from Menards. Pick up 1-inch room darkening vinyl cordless blinds in 23x48 for only $6.99 each after rebate. And get 2.5-inch coconut white cordless faux wood blinds in 24x72 for only $34.99 each. Plus, they can be trimmed to width for free. Find these and other great deals going on now through February 23rd during Menards' Price to Right sale.
Save big money at Menards.
TCB Pool Hall is one of those joints with a table stuck in the back for atmosphere. Nah, TCB Pool Hall is legit, straight-up pool with 10 regulation full-size tables you rent by the hour. They've got a darn respectable beer selection, too, with 26 rotating taps and another 30-plus brews and bottles and cans. TCB isn't the place the kiddies play. You gotta be 21 to get in here. So skip the nonsense. Hang out, play pool, and drink cold beer at TCB Pool Hall in the heart of the Pedball, downtown Iowa City.
When it's sports you need, tune to KGYM. Great ESPN programming and live local sports. When it's smart rock you need, tune to Smart FM for great smart rock and weekend programming. Like the Beatles Buffet, Sunday mornings at 11. Looking for something a little off the beaten path? Chris Jackson's got you covered with Where It's At. Everything alternative, Sunday nights at 6. Smart rock on Smart FM.
Hi, this is Craig Adamson with True Wealth Stewardship. For over a decade, I've partnered with KGYM as a lead sponsor for Cyclone Sports. For more than two decades, I've been partnering with people across the state of Iowa, offering guidance on their investments, insurance, minimizing their taxes, and paying for college. If you're looking for a partner to help with your money decisions, find me at TrueWealthStewardship.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, SIPC. Financial planning offered through True Wealth Stewardship, a registered investment advisor and a separate entity from LPL Financial.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
I know you're a little frustrated with your life right now, but you can choose to be less hostile.
Michigan State fans frustrated right now because Nick Ward, MSU's second leading scorer, out for an undisclosed amount of time, an unknown amount of time, after undergoing surgery on a broken finger in his left hand today. It was originally diagnosed or thought to be just a sprain, but upon further review, there was a break in one of the bones. He played only 19 minutes yesterday against Ohio State, averaging 15.1 points and 6.7 rebounds, a major blow for Tom Izzo and the Spartans down the stretch. However, the Spartans do feel, or hope anyway, that he'll be able to return. Now, the release says before the end of the season. It doesn't say before the end of the regular season, so maybe they're taking postseason play into account here, but the Big Ten tournament in Chicago is less than a month away, so you got to figure that's going to be pushing it one way or the other there. But Michigan State, one of the few things that looks like it could stop or slow the Spartans right now is injuries, and taking Nick Ward out of that lineup is going to be a significant blow. Let's send things over to Kyle. He's going to bring you a big board update.
It was a big weekend around the state when it comes to basketball, and it all started on Saturday. The 21st-ranked Iowa men beat Rutgers on the road 71-69 on yet another unbelievable finish. This time a Joe Wieskamp three banked home from the corner at the buzzer. The Hawkeyes are now 20-5 on the season, 9-5 in the conference, and next host number 24 Maryland tomorrow night. The most monumental victory of the weekend, though, came yesterday inside Carver Hawkeye as Megan Gustafson and the 14th-ranked Hawkeye women beat 7th-ranked Maryland for the first time since 1992 by a score of 86-73. Gustafson had only 7 points at the half, and the team had made only one three, yet the score was knotted at 33. So when Gustafson exploded for a double-double in the second half alone, the Terps had no answer. She finished with 31-17, and the teams are now tied atop the Big Ten. The Cyclones also had a huge win on Saturday as they try to position themselves for a chance at a Big 12 title. Their young guys are hitting their stride at just the right time as Lindell Wigginton led with 23 on just 7 of 9 from the floor. Talon Horton-Tucker also had 20. The team was 52% from the floor and 58% from distance, now up to 19th in the AP poll and just one game out of first place. UNI also beat Evansville over the weekend, but Drake has quietly roared to the top of the MVC after a win over Valpo. They're 9-5 in the conference and in a three-way tie with Loyola and Missouri State. We've got a handful of local state wrestling champions to recognize. Those are Lisbon's Robert Avila Jr., Cale Happel, and Kobe Siebrecht, Solon's Hayden Taylor, Mount Vernon's Paul Ryan, and Linmar's Jacob Wempen.
Rough Riders goaltender Blake Pietella named the goaltender of the week by the United States Hockey League today as well. We have a good final 2 hours on the way for you. Not only do we have a $30 gift card to Mulligan's Pub, Mulligan's is located at 1060 Old Marion Road. We'll be back there next Thursday for the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire and lindertire.com. But we got basketball galore for you coming up in the next 1 hour. Lisa Bluter, head coach of the first place Iowa women, now tied with the Terps atop the Big Ten. She's going to be with us at 5:30 tonight. And on the other side of this break at the top of the hour, the Altoona native, former Northwestern standout, and current BTN analyst, Sean Morris, stops by to give us his thoughts on yet another miraculous finish in an Iowa basketball game. Now back-to-back with Joe Wieskamp hitting that three-pointer against Rutgers on Saturday. Our poll question today at KGYMradio.com, who did it better, Jordan Bohannon against Northwestern or Joe Wieskamp against the Scarlet Knights? Poll question is brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. You can find Emil's on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's, next to the Home Depot. That's bad news for Michigan State. I know we got less than a minute here, but that is really disappointing news if you're Tom Izzo and the Spartans.
You lose your best wing player in Josh Langford earlier in the season, and then now Nick, he goes out right before the Big Ten tournament. That's really, really not good news for them. And he is, someone's asking us whether he is left-handed. He is, in fact, left-handed, Nick Ward. I momentarily blanked on his name, even though you just said it.
I watched the video, and it looked like there was contact made while an Ohio State player was trying to strip the ball. Just a very freak accident. And it's going to be tough to see him out of the lineup, but we'll see. Tom Izzo's teams always persevere. Sean Morris joins us next.
Ready to make your commute more entertaining, more interesting, even more productive? Then try 100% ad-free listening on Audible. Each month, you'll get 2 Audible Originals, exclusive titles you can't find anywhere else, plus a credit good for any audiobook and unlimited access to exclusive fitness and wellness programs, all with our commitment-free guarantee. The most inspiring minds, the most compelling stories. Go to audible.com today to start your free 30-day trial, and your first audiobook is on us.
Springtime is almost here. It's the perfect time to tackle the next job on your list. And AutoZone has the free services to help you do it. Like our free Fix Finder service. If your check engine light is on, our Fix Finder service can help troubleshoot the real problem, saving you time and money down the road. Want help from a pro? We can help with that too. Keep your engine running clean. Buy one STP Super Concentrated Fuel Injector Cleaner and get one free. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Here's one question that has no wrong answer. Are you going to choose the new Shell and Fuel Rewards card to be used at Shell stations, or the Shell and Fuel Rewards MasterCard that can be used everywhere MasterCard is accepted? With both, you save 10 cents per gallon, up to 20 gallons every time you fill up. And you also earn 10% rebates on your first $1,200 in non-fuel purchases per year at Shell stations. See? You can't go wrong with either. Visit www.shell.us/getrewards and apply today. at participating Shell stations only. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for some straight talk. I'm ready for it. You want the best coverage, right?
Of course. Don't want the QB throwing any deep bombs.
I'm talking about coverage on your smartphone, Wingo.
Oh, I get you now. I want the best nationwide coverage then.
Well, you'll get it with Straight Talk. The same great 4G LTE networks as the big guys for up to 30% less.
Man, you got to grab that deal and run with it.
Take it to the house.
With nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks, get the Straight Talk $45 unlimited plan with 15 gigs of high-speed data. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
KGYN. Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KZIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. This upcoming season will be the final one for Giants manager Bruce Bochy. The 63-year-old announced today he'll retire after the 2019 season. The team has won a trio of World Series titles under Bochy, who's been the team's manager since 2007. Oklahoma receiver Marquise Brown, a projected top 15 pick in the upcoming NFL draft, underwent surgery on his injured foot last month, according to ESPN's Adam Schefter, and that will prevent him from taking part in the combine and his pro day. Brown expected to be ready for training camp, and he'll be a solid addition for any team, believes ESPN's Mel Kiper Jr.
One receiver who we talked about can make the big play, can get change the scoreboard, average over 21 yards a catch in five games. You saw the difference when he wasn't ready to go and 100% tried to go, but couldn't go against Alabama. So he's a difference maker. He fits today's NFL with his size.
Mel Kiper Jr. on the Will Cain Show. He has Brown going 12th overall to the Packers in his latest mock draft. Jacksonville picked up the $12 million 2019 option on defensive end Calais Campbell, one of the team's best players.
Coming up Tuesday, it's franchise and transition tag day. There's no way the Steelers will get mixed up in the drama, right? Plus, we're going back to college. Duke, buckle up. Golic and Wingo, Tuesday, 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for the only $5 meal worthy of your appetite? Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal. Our classic Junior Bacon Cheeseburger is now bigger. With double the fresh, never frozen beef and double the Applewood smoked bacon, there's nothing junior about it except the price. Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal comes with nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $5. Get the $5 Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal at Wendy's. Giant meal, junior price.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
100 years of hard work can take you far, and no one knows that better than Goodyear. In 1918, we started the Akron Wingfoots basketball team, laced up, and took to the court. And we've been outperforming the rest ever since. Goodyear proudly celebrates our 100th anniversary in basketball and our relentless dedication to being unstoppable. Goodyear, more driven.
With NFL Network now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Antonio Brown held a public Q&A session on Twitter Saturday, but the more important questions and answers will come in a private setting. The All-Pro wideout will meet with Steelers owner Art Rooney II in the near future. Brown has reportedly requested a trade, but the owner wants to hear his side of things. Brown tweeted that it was time to move on just 5 days ago. Tuesday is the first day for clubs to designate franchise or transition players. Steelers running back Le'Veon Bell sat out all of last year on the franchise tag. He could get a potential transition tag. NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport said there has not been much progress on a long-term deal for Cowboys defensive end DeMarcus Lawrence, so he is likely to get a tag. Elsewhere, the Miami Dolphins have added another veteran to their renovated front office. Miami is hiring former Oakland Raiders general manager Reggie McKenzie as a senior personnel executive. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
That bathroom upgrade is within reach at the Winter Kitchen and Bath event now at the Home Depot, starting with the exclusive Pfister Venturi Bath Faucet. It's a two-handle, widespread brush nickel faucet with a spot defense finish that resists water spots and fingerprints. And right now, you can get your hands on one for just $119. So upgrade your bathroom and let the savings flow. The Winter Kitchen and Bath event at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through March 24th while supplies last.
24/7, 365. You're up and at 'em every day, so you don't want something like Medicare Part D to slow you down. At Walgreens, we'll take care of your Medicare Part D prescriptions, saving you time and money. Make the switch to Walgreens today and get more by earning 100 balance reward points and save up to $5 on each Medicare Part D prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Prescription savings applies to Tier 1 generics when you fill out a preferred versus a non-preferred pharmacy on select plans. Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions and limitations apply.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
If you're not completely satisfied, simply return the unused portion for a full refund. No questions asked. It's our way of saying thank you.
Welcome back in, 1600 AM, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym here in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. As we have already covered today, surviving a trip to Piscataway. I told you guys last week that was going to be a tough out for the Hawkeyes, and I would not be surprised if they ran into some problems. We've got a guy on the phone. I think he probably hit some of those Joe Wieskamp threes back in the day when he was at Northwestern, though. Sean Morris of the Big Ten Network. Sean, I've watched that shot about 10 times. I still don't know how it goes in.
Yeah, well, you're not alone in that. The fact that he was able to bank it in from that angle and had just the proper amount of English on it, it's just remarkable. The fact that it was batted into the corner, it stayed in bounds, and he had enough time and presence of mind to even get it up toward the rim. That's a great win for Iowa, but gosh, what a heartbreaking loss for Rutgers after Baker hit that shot.
Sean, what do you make of this Iowa team at this point? 20-5 on the season, and it's been such a great turnaround year. Some people will point at their weaknesses. They have clear strengths, but what do you make of this team as a whole as they head down the home stretch?
I think they have to be very, very confident. And they've earned that confidence with how they've played in some really tough environments and some tough games. They've gotten better throughout the year. You know, they drew a really tough draw the early schedule. You know, you got to play Wisconsin and Michigan State right out of the box, and they got destroyed inside. Let's be honest. You know, in terms of points in the paint, they've tidied that up a little bit. They've been mixing and matching their defenses, and I think that with how hard and how well they've played defensively, I think that's carried over to the offensive end of the floor. I mean, they've always been very good offensively, but I think they're more efficient now. I think they're a little bit more crisp with the basketball, and it stems from what they've been able to do defensively. And it's a credit to those kids because they've improved in probably the most important part of their game, and that's been on the defensive end of the floor, because now they're not having to just outscore people to win ball games. You know, they're able to keep things close and give themselves a chance because of how well they've played defensively.
One of the subjects we've talked about the last couple weeks here with this team in Eastern Iowa is the difference between the way that they're playing and winning games this year as opposed to last year, games that they probably wouldn't have won. Maturity has been thrown around a lot. Can you see any differences between this year's Iowa team and the teams of maybe the last 2 years?
Yeah, I think maturity may be part of it, but I would say, you know, maybe a derivative of that would be communication. You know, when you're doing their games now, they are so in tune with one another in terms of communicating on the defensive end of the floor. You know, when you're in a zone defense, you know, the casual fan might think, well, you know, you just guard your area of the floor. That's not necessarily the case. You know, you've got to talk shooters through. You've got to talk them from side to side. You have to make sure that, you know, teams now are so adept at screening, you know, within a zone. So you've got to make sure that even though it's not a man-to-man, hey, you know, the guy at the high part of the zone, especially at that elbow, you know, here comes the screen and talking people through. And that's something that, you know, last year you just didn't see as much. And so I think that level of communication, they've become a little bit more intertwined on the defensive end of the floor. And again, I think that's carried over to how well they've played offensively. But, you know, their communication defensively has been the biggest thing that I've noticed between last year and this year. And you add a guy like Wieskamp, who you know, is a pretty good defender in his own right. You know, he's going to be a lockdown defender, but you know, he's a very good defender for a freshman, and I think he's brought in you know, level of toughness and maybe even accountability, which is rare you see from a freshman.
How much do you think that the increased depth of guys that can score this year has helped them? Because I think back to last year, if Jordan Bohannon and Tyler Cook had an off night, there was almost no chance that they were going to win a game in the Big Ten.
Yeah, especially now being able to score inside. You know, last couple of games, you know, Luka Garza has gotten in foul trouble. It hasn't been as efficient as maybe he has in the past. But, look, they don't win the Northwestern game in Evanston without him. You know, he goes, what, 10 of 11 from the line. You know, Wieskamp came into that game. And so other guys, you know, how about the job Isaiah Moss has done this year? You know, he made a big play to give Iowa the chance to beat Northwestern in Iowa City. If he settles for a three rather than taking that runner in the lane, they may not even be in a situation to win that ball game. So they've got guys now that are a little bit more confident, that understand that you know, they don't have to make a play for themselves. They can make plays for others. And I think Jordan Bohannon's a great example of that. You know, you mentioned last year if he didn't score, they were in trouble. Well, for the early part of this, even the Big Ten season, he wasn't shooting the ball extremely well, but he was distributing the ball. And now, you know, he's shooting the ball as confidently as he has in years past. So I think it helps that you have more guys that can score. And when you have more guys that can score, you also then have the ability to utilize the bench as a motivating factor if they're not defending.
Sean Morris of the BTN joining us on the program today. BTN's going to have that big game coming up Tuesday as the Hawkeyes take on Maryland tomorrow at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Sean, this is going to be a pretty good matchup. Two teams that are both fighting for one of those first double byes at the Big Ten tournament.
Right, and I think this is where Iowa's defense will be tested, but it can also have a big impact on that game because, you know, the front line that Iowa's going to face with Jalen Smith and Bruno Fernando, I mean, you're not going to find a more powerful finesse combination, you know, certainly within the league and maybe even nationally. But what the defense can do is that's a very young Maryland team, and they've struggled taking care of the ball, especially on the road. And if they can force some turnovers, you know, Maryland's last in the conference in turnover margin, and get some easy baskets early, which people have been able to do, you have to really like their chances. And this is where a guy like Ryan Kreener could really have an impact as an extra body to maybe go at the younger defenders, especially a guy like Jalen Smith, and try to get them in foul trouble and get into that bench a little bit. It's a very, very talented Maryland squad, but they're young, and that zone defense will have to find shooters, especially a guy like Aaron Wiggins, who's shooting the ball well. But if they can utilize their defense and get some easy baskets, Iowa has to feel very good about how well they've played so far and the opportunity to get that game.
Now, Sean, I'm looking at the Big Ten standings, and I think it's been conventional wisdom that there are a couple of tiers in this league. It's Michigan, Michigan State, and everybody else. But I'm looking at Purdue right now and their remaining schedule and thinking about the fact that Michigan and Michigan State still have to play each other twice.
Right.
Can Purdue win this thing?
They can. As a matter of fact, if you were, you know, I was doing the same, going through the same exercise, you look at the remaining schedules, and you mentioned Michigan. Not only do they have Michigan State twice, they still have a return game with Maryland. So Michigan has a really, you know, tough close to their schedule, and Michigan State's just got tougher because now you're not sure what you're going to get from Nick Ward, you know, with his hand injury. And Purdue, you know, they have a couple of interesting matchups. You know, they go a week, this upcoming weekend, they've got to go to Nebraska against a team that's, you know, playing a little bit more confidently. But if you look at their schedule, things set up very, very nicely for the Boilermakers. Yeah, they could win the thing.
What team from the maybe the bottom half of the Big Ten right now would you not want to cross paths with? Because we talked to a couple people last week. Brad Underwood's got that Illinois
yep.
team playing pretty darn good right now.
Yeah, you just answered for me. That is a team that even when they weren't winning, you know, you watched how hard they played, and they were extremely, extremely close. And it's a credit to him that he was able to keep those kids focused because it would have been very easy for them to tune out and say, you know what, this system isn't working. Well, it is working. And they turned people over a bunch. I think they forced like 17 turnovers a ball game, and the offense has started to catch up a little bit. That is somebody that you would not want to play. And as you look ahead, you know, a month from now when the conference tournament, Chicago, hey, it's not inconceivable that they could put together a little bit of a mini run in that tournament like Rutgers did last year in the Garden.
I was just going to say, the other team that comes to mind, and maybe it's a recency bias here, but I really like that team that Steve Peichel put on the floor Saturday against the Hawks.
Oh, I just have been a big fan of what he's been able to do there. And you look at their roster, it's an extremely young group of guys. They've gotten some guys in there that are a little bit better offensively. Their front line is they can just run a lot of bodies at you, and that's why that was such an important and a tough win for Iowa, because of the number of bodies that Rutgers can throw at you along that front line. And, you know, a guy that doesn't start for them but I think is going to have a really nice career, you know, keep an eye on Miles Johnson. You know, he's a kid that redshirted there last year, and I think the thing that if you're an opponent of Rutgers looking forward that should concern you is that you could tell that they've dedicated to giving him some time, because a lot of people aren't allowing guys to redshirt and get bigger and stronger. They're kind of following in that regard at least a little bit of the Wisconsin model, especially with their bigs. So that was a really good win for Iowa in a tough environment. I've done a number of games out there, and nobody wants to go to Piscataway now.
What is this Michigan team capable of? Because I feel like we're so split on that, depending on who you ask. Some people will point out the fact that they're 89th in the country in offensive efficiency. Others will say, well, they got to the national championship game last year, they can do it again. What do you think they're capable of?
I think that they're definitely a Sweet 16 team. I think the thing that concerns you about maybe going to that final weekend is you know, it's hard to say that about a Michigan team, but, you know, the fact that they have struggled shooting the ball and they've struggled shooting foul shots, and it almost came back to haunt them at times last year. Now, Charles Matthews has started to shoot the ball from the foul line a little bit better. Simpson has as well. But, you know, when three of your guys that you're counting on, Simpson, Matthews, and Teske, are, you know, from the mid-60s down in terms of their foul shooting percentage, that's an area of concern. And the fact that they haven't shot the three as well as they have in the past is an area of concern. But what should put them at the bare minimum a Sweet 16 team is the fact that they just defend so well. That has not changed. And the other concern, if you're looking at it from Michigan's standpoint, Iowa really, really was able to exploit it. If you get Teske in foul trouble and get into that front line bench a little bit, they've got some problems.
Sean, we always appreciate you taking the time to join us here in Eastern Iowa. Thanks a lot.
Hey, anytime I can talk to people in God's country, that's all right with me.
Sean Morris of the Big Ten Network and the BTN will have Iowa and Maryland coming up tomorrow night at Carver Hawkeye Arena. This is a big back-to-back pair of games at home for the Hawkeyes. They've got Maryland tomorrow night. That's a 7:05 tip-off. And then Indiana comes to town on Friday for a late 8:15 tip-off on FS1. You got to take care of the home games left on your schedule. There are only three of them, but this is the biggest home game remaining.
Absolutely.
Because you still play Maryland, you still play Wisconsin. You got to go to the Kohl Center. Maryland, you got coming to your backyard tomorrow night. And we saw Lisa Bluter and the Iowa women take care of the Terrapins at Carver Hawkeye Arena yesterday. Perhaps Fran McCaffrey and the Hawkeyes. And it was so awesome to see Fran McCaffrey and the men's basketball team there at Carver Hawkeye Arena yesterday supporting Lisa and the Iowa women, now tied with the Terps atop the Big Ten. Hawkeyes looking to make a move into that top four spot in the Big Ten standings. The conference tournament back at the United Center in Chicago this year, less than a month away. And the first four teams get the double byes. They don't have to play until Friday. That's the goal for everybody at this point, at least those six teams fighting for those four spots. And Iowa, as we mentioned, has a big opportunity to take advantage of a head-to-head showdown with Maryland tomorrow, but it's not going to come easy. 366-1600, the Hurtin and Stocker Jewelers text line. We got a lot more to get to before 7 o'clock tonight, plus a Mulligan's gift card, $30 gift card to Mulligan's on Old Marion Road. Lots more to get to. Don't go anywhere. Back with a big board update from Kyle after this.
Looking for your next vehicle will be relaxing and stress-free at Brown's West Branch. You always get their no-pressure promise, along with a hometown feel you don't seem to find at most dealerships these days. Come to Brown's West Branch to find your new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram. Or take a look at their fine selection of pre-owned vehicles, too. No matter what you're searching for, they believe in helping you make an informed decision in your own time. The professional, knowledgeable people at Brown's West Branch are some of the friendliest you'll meet. And when you do decide you'd like more information about a vehicle, they're ready to help. Brown's West Branch. The right products, pricing, and people. Plus, their exclusive, no-pressure promise. Take the short, easy drive to see them just off I-80 at exit 254 or visit 4browns.com. Brown's West Branch, part of the Brown's family of dealerships. Your hometown dealer, no matter where your hometown may be.
Our homes are where we make the best family memories, but sometimes things can get a little messy. Kids will be kids and dogs will be dogs, but your floors don't need to show it. Randy's Flooring offers the best selection of pet-proof and kid-proof flooring materials. Let one of the Randy's interior designers or sales professionals help you find the right products at the right price for you and your family. Visit randysflooring.com or stop by either corridor location and see why Randy's makes the difference. Randy's, local flooring experts by design.
All across Iowa, you might notice people really smiling.
Good hit, way to go!
Really laughing. Really living.
So good to see you, Grandma.
That's because more Iowans choose Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield for their health insurance. Our members know they can count on us to be with them when they need us most. Having that peace of mind gives them the freedom to enjoy every moment life gives them to help them live to the fullest. So it's no wonder Wellmark members smile so much. Learn more at Wellmark.com.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Diane, word around the office is you're thinking about quitting.
Dave, I'm sorry you had to find out from someone else.
It's really hard to find great employees like you, so I'd like to make you a counteroffer.
Dave, why are you pulling up your shirt? What is that?
It's a tattoo of your face on my lower back. So what do you say? Diane?
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Back to the Todd Brodelkamp Show right here on KGYM.
Is there no limit to what he won't notice?
Your chance to take home a $30 gift card to Mulligan's Pub on Old Marion Road coming up between now and 6:48. That's when we'll be stepping aside tonight to bring you high school basketball action on our FM frequency, 1600 AM listeners. You'll get John Walters and Eric Heft from the Applebee's in Ames. It's the Cyclone Coach's Corner show. Steve Prohm stopping by to chat hoops along with Bill Fennelly. Fred Hoiberg talking to or addressing the Iowa State men today prior to tomorrow's showdown with Baylor at Hilton Coliseum. It'll be the first time Fred Hoiberg has been back for a game in Ames since leaving to take over as head coach of the Chicago Bulls. 366-1600, the Hertine and Stocker Jewelers text line. A little baseball discussion for you on a sunny yet snow-filled Monday afternoon. The Pecota projections have been updated once again for the National League Central to account for the Mike Moustakas signing in Milwaukee. The Brewers projected to win 88 games and the National League Central this summer, followed by the Cardinals, the Reds, Pirates, and the Cubs. That's not exactly news, but the Cubs have lost yet another game in the projections, now projected to be a 79-83 team in 2019. That's why they play the games. But again, Cubs don't have any money to spend on any free agents, according to Tom Ricketts. The Brewers, this is the second offseason in a row where the Brewers have not been afraid to open the pocketbooks and make their team better, and it paid dividends last year for Mark Anastasio, and it's going to pay dividends again this year for the Brewers owner.
I had one of my friends who's a Cubs fan over the weekend come up with a theory that I really hadn't heard yet. And
aliens. Does it involve aliens?
No, it involves the front office being afraid to hand out another big-time contract in fear that it would blow up in their face like the last three have. That was the theory that they came up with. Like, okay, well, say they go out and sign Bryce Harper for $300-something million and he struggles for the first 2 months of the season or has another season like he had last year where it wasn't great. He got off to such a slow start, came around a little bit, but was a below average year for him. What would be the reaction? And that's interesting. I just think that at this point, they really feel like they don't want to go out and spend money, which is they're not alone in Major League Baseball right now.
They have the money to spend. They just don't want to spend it. This luxury tax, which has been in place now for the last several years, acting as a de facto salary cap in Major League Baseball because teams don't want to go over it. They don't want to forfeit draft picks in signing players. And now you've got a number of people that are saying it's not a matter of if, but when there will be a labor stoppage, as possibly as soon as the middle of this season. The collective bargaining agreement isn't up for the next two seasons in Major League Baseball. Rob Manfred, the commissioner, spoke with the media during his annual media day in Florida, kicking off the Grapefruit League over the weekend, sort of paying lip service to some of the issues that are facing the game today. Speaking of games, though, the NBA All-Star Game was this past weekend. Did you see the pass from Steph Curry?
I did.
To Giannis.
To Giannis. He spiked that thing.
I always mispronounce that.
Okay, here, I think I have this. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
That thing looked like it was off the mark, like he had basically thrown it away.
Well, yeah, when you have somebody who's 6'11 with a wingspan of like 7'9" and can jump 43 inches in the air, you can be off the mark a little bit. That's the beauty of it.
All-Star Game won by Team LeBron.
They were down by 20 at one point. That was not bad. And the dunk competition the previous night, won by Hamidou Diallo, the rookie out of Kentucky, was okay. But I think everyone is looking towards next year when Giannis sort of hinted at that he might be joining the dunk competition, as did Donovan Mitchell, and then the possibility of Zion Williamson and Ja Morant could make that a really fun dunk competition next year.
When did the slam dunk contest sort of jump the shark?
I think it's sort of been inconsistent for the last 10 years or so, where there's not much creativity involved. Like John Collins was in the dunk competition on Saturday, and he jumped over like this big paper plane. And I think it was Kenny Smith made the point. We've seen guys jump over cars. You think anybody's impressed by a paper plane? It was a big paper plane, but still.
I think at a certain point in time, you reach everything that you could possibly have done with a dunk.
Except
right?
With Zion Williamson. That's why everyone's excited. They think he might be, they think he's clearly the best dunker on the planet right now. And he's up there all time.
We've gone from, I mean, Michael Jordan, when he took off from the free throw line back in, was it? But 88, I think, when Chicago Stadium hosted. I think that was the year that he did. We've gone from that. I can recall Cedric Ceballos, D. Brown, I think, with the blindfold.
I think he was D. Brown was a judge for this particular contest this year.
Was D. Brown or Ceballos? Ceballos did the blindfold. I think D. Brown is the one who put the ball on the back of the rim and then did the...
I think D. Brown's the blindfold.
Was he the blindfold?
I believe
that's
so.
That's going to be my vote for when the slam dunk contest jumped the shark then, because that's my frame of reference for the last one that I can actually recall, which makes me an old man yelling at clouds. 366-1600, Iowa women's basketball coach Lisa Bluter set to join us in a few minutes. Right now, Kyle's got a big board update.
It was a big weekend around the state when it comes to basketball, and it all started on Saturday. The 21st-ranked Iowa men beat Rutgers on the road 71-69 on yet another unbelievable finish. This time a Joe Wieskamp three banked from the corner at the buzzer. The Hawkeyes are now 20-5 on the season, 9-5 in the conference, and next host number 24 Maryland tomorrow night. The most monumental victory of the weekend, though, came yesterday inside Carver Hawkeye as Megan Gustafson and the 14th-ranked Hawkeye women beat 7th-ranked Maryland for the first time since 1992 by a score of 86-73. Gustafson had only 7 points at the half, and the team had made only 1 3, yet the score was knotted at 33, so when Gustafson exploded for a double-double in the second half alone, the Terps just had no answer. She finished with 31-17, and the teams are now tied atop the Big Ten. The Cyclones also had a huge win on Saturday as they try to position themselves for a chance at a Big 12 title. Their young guys are hitting their stride at the right time as Lindell Wigginson led with 23 on just 7 of 9 from the floor. Talon Horton Tucker had 20 as well. The team is now up to 19th in the AP poll and just one game out of the Big 12 lead. UNI also beat Evansville over the weekend, but Drake has quietly roared to the top of the MVC after a win over Valpo. The Bulldogs are 20-7 on the year and 9-5 in the conference in a three-way tie with Loyola and Missouri State. We've got a handful of local state wrestling champions to recognize. Those are Lisbon's Robert Avila Jr., Cale Happel and Kobe Siebrecht, Solon's Hayden Taylor, Mount Vernon's Paul Ryan, and Linmar's Jacob Wempen.
So 8480 confirms that you were right, Todd. Sabalos was the blindfold. D. Brown covered his eyes with his arm. I knew that he did.
Yeah, it's not exactly thrilling stuff there.
But both of them were involved in a dunk competition where their vision was impaired.
Iowa coach Lisa Bluter, fresh off a victory over Brenda Freeze in the Maryland Terrapins, joins us as the show continues next.
This bottom of the hour Sports Center update is brought to you by Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle. Learn more at ncsei.com.
People think that I'm not a big firm, I'm not a large company. What would anyone want with my data? But you don't know. Client credit cards, employee information, it's all critically important and it needs to stay secure.
Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. If you ever have a question about how secure is your network, give us a call. We can certainly do an audit.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Bruce Bochy, who's had a very successful run in San Francisco, announced today he'll retire after the 2019 season, his 13th as Giants manager. Under Bochy, the team won World Series titles in 2010, 2012, and 2014. He currently ranks 11th on the all-time wins list. The Bryce Harper-Manny Machado watch continues. The two biggest free agents in baseball remain unsigned, with opening day a little more than 5 weeks away. Some players are angry, saying the system is broken. Owners have a different opinion, explains ESPN's Tim Kirkjian.
The owners are saying, look, just because we made a bunch of mistakes in free agency 5 years ago doesn't mean that we are obligated to make those same mistakes. We are operating in a different manner. They maintain we are operating in a smarter manner, and I think they're right about that.
Tim Kirkjian on the Baseball Tonight podcast with Buster Olney. College basketball, number 3 Virginia begins a tough 2-game stretch with tonight's visit to number 20 Virginia Tech. Tip off top of the hour, ESPN Radio, ESPN TV, and the ESPN app. Cavaliers, a game back of ACC leading Duke, are at number 18 Louisville on Saturday.
Hey, it's the guys. Join us Monday. We'll break down the NBA All-Star Weekend with Matt Barry and L. Duncan. That's Monday on the Dan Le Batard Show with me, the guys, on ESPN Radio.
Tuesday night, spots at the girls' state tournament are up for grabs on KGYM. Join us Tuesday at 6:50 for the pregames for a pair of Class 5A regional finals. 107.5 FM, the North Gym, will have number 9 Prairie hosting number 14 Urbandale. And the South Gym, 106.3 FM, will have number 6 Iowa City High hosting Bettendorf. That's girls 5A regional final basketball on Tuesday. Prairie versus Urbandale on 107.5. And City High taking on Bettendorf on 106.3 FM. Pregame begins at 6:50 on KGYM.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Oh, what a great audience. Let's dim the lights for this next one. Nope, too much. Ah, there it is. Gotta get things just right. Like Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay and we help you find coverage options that fit your budget. And now, the mood is right. Wait, the lights are back on again. Trudy, can you? And now it's completely dark.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for some straight talk.
I'm ready for it.
You want the best coverage, right?
Of course. Don't want the QB throwing any deep bombs.
I'm talking about coverage on your smartphone, Wingo.
Oh, I get you now. I want the best nationwide coverage then.
Well, you'll get it with Straight Talk. The same great 4G LTE networks as the big guys for up to 30% less.
Man, you got to grab that deal and run with it.
Take it to the house.
With nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks, get the Straight Talk $45 unlimited plan with 15 gigs of high-speed data. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Do you have frequent heartburn? Like the kind where you have antacids stashed everywhere in case it pops up? You know what I mean. You keep some in your bag, or your desk, or your car, or your nightstand. You have those chalky tablets ready for whenever and wherever heartburn strikes. Well, listen up. There's an easier way to deal with your heartburn. Prilosec OTC. Just one pill a day will last a full 24 hours with zero heartburn. Kick your antacid habit. It's possible with Prilosec. OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
Golic, did you know that Gatorade Zero has all the same electrolytes but with zero sugar?
I did know that because I drank some Gatorade Zero after I ran 2 miles at the gym this morning.
Two? Please, I ran three.
Did I mention I also was on a 6 incline?
You didn't, but that's interesting because that's 2 less than I was on.
Were you also running backwards? Because I was.
No.
Gatorade Zero, all the electrolytes with zero sugar. So you can get more out of zero.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for the only $5 meal worthy of your appetite? Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal. Our classic Junior Bacon Cheeseburger is now bigger. With double the fresh, never frozen beef and double the Applewood smoked bacon, there's nothing junior about it except the price. Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal comes with nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $5. Get the $5 Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal at Wendy's. Giant meal, junior price.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
100 years of hard work can take you far, and no one knows that better than Goodyear. In 1918, we started the Akron Wingfoots basketball team, laced up, and took to the court. And we've been outperforming the rest ever since. Goodyear proudly celebrates our 100th anniversary in basketball and our relentless dedication to being unstoppable. Goodyear, more driven.
Back to the Todd Brommelkam Show, right here on KGYM.
See what happens when you skip rehearsal.
Welcome back in, 5:35, as we make our way towards 7 o'clock tonight. 1600 AM, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids. Mac McCausland set to join us coming up to kick off the 6 o'clock hour tonight. We'll get into Iowa and Maryland tomorrow at Carver Hawkeye Arena. We got into Iowa and Maryland yesterday at Carver Hawkeye Arena as well. Great crowd, and more importantly for the Hawkeyes, the Iowa women now tied with the Terrapins atop the Big Ten standings. And here to recap the game and then some, Iowa coach Lisa Bluter. Lisa, congratulations. Big win yesterday. My son has been running around the house with one of those pink wands from the stands for the last 12 hours or so, and he certainly enjoyed himself. And pretty easy to, especially when you win that game.
You know, it was such a great atmosphere. You know, we just want to thank every Hawkeye fan that came out. So thank you for coming out and bringing your son to our game. I thought our marketing department did a great job with the Think Pink game and honoring, you know, breast cancer survivors and awareness. And certainly the game was not disappointing. Two really good teams going at each other, and really, really feel fortunate to come out on top. But my team was pretty locked in. They wanted that badly, and now it's time to get refocused for the next one.
Obviously, a lot of the attention on your team surrounds your best player in Megan Gustafson. But I think back to that first half where she had, 7 points at the end of that first half, and they were double and triple teaming her. What does it say about the supporting cast around her that you guys were able to stay in that game early on when things weren't going well for her?
Oh, it's so important, you know. And it's not maybe a matter of it not going well for her. It's that the other team just gives her so much respect, and that's what we call it. You know, it's respect, right, when you're getting double and triple teams. And, you know, we have so much confidence in the rest of our team that they're going to step up and make shots or get to the free throw line off drives. And you know, we have one of the best passing guard groups in America. I really believe that. We're tops in the country in assists, and they do a great job of finding their targets. But, yeah, there's times when, you know, teams put so much emphasis on Megan that other people need to step up. And, you know, I think the whole team did as a whole yesterday in that first half to really keep us, you know, it was a tie game going into halftime.
Lisa Bluter with us, joining us for just a few more minutes here on a Monday, recapping yesterday's big win over Maryland, 86-73 at Carver Hawkeye Arena. I thought it was really unfortunate that the bad weather kept a lot of people away, but you guys still had, a season-high crowd, right, 10,000-plus?
Yeah, we had 10,700 there, which is, I believe, the biggest crowd that I've coached in front of in Carver Hawkeye Arena. And so you're right. I think we could have had a whole lot more had the weather cooperated. And we only have one remaining home game, and that's Sunday, March 3rd, so just a couple weeks away. And so hopefully The weather will cooperate on March 3rd when we host Northwestern at 3 o'clock for our senior game.
Yeah, you got back-to-back road games coming up, two Bloomington and two Lincoln. This is going to be a little bit of an interesting stretch here Thursday and Monday.
Yeah, it's a tough stretch for us, just playing two road games and at places that have given us some difficulty. Last year, we only played Indiana once in our home court. We beat them. But the year before, we only played them once at their place, and they defeated us. And so it's a place that has kind of been up and down. In fact, both of these places have given us a little bit trouble playing at. But, you know, every year is a different year. Every team's a different team. And, you know, we're going to give it full focus this week. It's kind of an interesting week for us. We only have one game, which is very unusual. Our Sunday game got bumped to Monday at Nebraska. And so it's kind of nice just to have one game to really focus on and get our team an extra day off this week, which this time of year they could really use.
You guys have put so much emphasis on winning the Big Ten regular season title. With you guys really in a good position to do that with three games left, how do you keep focus and how do you keep grounded with it just right out in front of you?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to remind my team that you know, we go to Indiana on Thursday, and certainly if we don't win at Indiana, that game against Maryland, that win yesterday, really doesn't mean as much. And we, you know, had this goal to win a Big Ten championship, and we just have to focus on one game at a time and just focus on Indiana and give them the utmost respect and the utmost attention and go on the road, and we don't get to take 10,000 people with us on the road. We've got to bring our own energy, our own enthusiasm. And, you know, this team has been doing that really well all year long. And so I don't expect a change. I think when you've got a senior, a veteran group like we do, that those things are a little bit easier because they've been there before. They know what to expect. And they know how to focus on one game at a time and not look down the road.
One of those seniors, a veteran, Taniya Davis, I thought she had a really great game yesterday, even though when you look in the box score, it seems like a quiet 13 points, but it seemed like she was a big part of the game yesterday for you guys.
She's a big part for us all the time, but, you know, I was really happy with her performance yesterday. I think, I don't have the box in front of me, but I think she had 5 assists and 0 turnovers. Her leadership is so good. Her basketball IQ is amazing. I mean, she's one of those kids that's a basketball junkie that watches, you know, games all the time and learns from that. And today's her birthday, and, you know, yesterday was a really, really great present to her. And it makes me almost emotional to talk about Taniya because of what she's been through and the double ACLs, you know, back-to-back years and how much that she's missed. And I'm so glad that she's healthy this year and enjoying, you know, this season with us on the court instead of off the court.
What kind of, you mentioned the leadership role. What kind of leadership role does she fill in? What were you guys missing with her sidelined last year?
You know, Taniya is a calming presence on the floor. First of all, like I said, she knows the game so well. So she's like, you know, another coach on the floor kind of directing out there. But also, she's a great communicator with her teammates. She's the person that talks in the huddle. And, you know, sometimes people can get in the huddles and they babble and they just really just talk like, you know, we can do this, we can do this. Well, yeah, right. But, you know, you have somebody that's actually giving constructive information and relaying what we want to say in that huddle. She does a good job of that. And then, you know, Kathleen Doyle is a very demonstrative, emotional type of leader. And Taniya is the opposite. She's that cool, calm, collected type of leader. And we have that balance of both of them. And I think at times you need both. But Taniya definitely brings that kind of calming presence to our team, especially when things are not going well. And that's when you need it the most.
What does Hannah Stewart bring to this team? Because, again, looking at the box score from yesterday, 30 minutes on the floor, 7 rebounds, 12 points, 4 assists, 2 turnovers, 2 blocks, just another real well-rounded player in your lineup.
She is, and she doesn't get the respect that she deserves because, you know, all the attention is on Megan. One time I told her a couple of weeks ago, you know, people say that you're lucky that you get to play with Megan, and I think it's just the opposite. I think that Megan's lucky she gets to play with you because she's got a post buddy in there that she knows if she gets doubled, she can find her and get that assist. And it just makes teams play her a little bit more honest, you know. And I think Hannah had 4 offensive rebounds yesterday for us, and those are such important extra possessions. We always give her the toughest defensive assignment. We don't give that to Megan. We give it to Hannah. Hannah has the more agile post player, the post player that can maybe, you know, the power forward that can stretch you out and make you play outside at the three-point line. We always give her those responsibilities. So she doesn't get enough credit on the defensive end either.
I thought one of the really neat things about yesterday's game was seeing Fran McCaffrey and the men supporting you guys. What are the chances that we see some of you guys at Carver Hawkeye Arena for the Maryland game tomorrow?
Oh, I think it's very strong. I think both of these teams really support each other very well. You know, the team, they're around each other a lot. They're, you know, and they both respect each other so much. And that's what I really like about it, is that the men's team supports us and our women's team. We were so fired up about that Rutgers win and that three-pointer that Joe Wieskamp had from the corner. It was, we're watching it over and over again. And it's just a fun camaraderie, and it makes being an athlete at Iowa so much more special when you can support all the teams, you know, every single athlete there.
Well, you guys set the bar pretty high beating Maryland. Now we'll see if the men can do it again tomorrow night. Lisa, we appreciate you taking the time to join us. And I thought it was just such a great game and such a big win for you guys yesterday. We just had to have you on the program today. So thank you for making time for us.
Well, I appreciate your time and your support. Thanks a lot, you guys.
Iowa women's basketball coach Lisa Bluder, as she mentioned, on the road Thursday and next Monday, March 3rd, Sunday, the final regular season home game at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Although if this team continues to play the way that they have been, they'll have some more games at Carver Hawkeye Arena in the NCAA tournament. 3:00 is the start time that they've set for that Sunday afternoon as the seniors will be honored. Megan Gustafson again today, picking up yet another Big Ten Player of the Week honor. It was such a great time there yesterday, and her teams are so well coached. That's the one thing Lisa has done such a great job in almost 2 decades at Iowa, is, you know, her teams are going to be well coached. They move the ball around. They take advantage of what the other team is doing. I thought that was the one thing. And you've got a double, you've got a triple Megan Gustafson. I get that. And there wasn't really much Brenda Fries could do yesterday, because Megan is so unselfish. They double and triple team her. She's finding whoever's open. They were doing a good job of getting the ball. And you could just tell Maryland was getting very frustrated. They had great size. I thought the matchup was probably in Maryland's favor there. And Iowa was just able to neutralize it due to execution and good coaching.
Well, that first half, I thought that it was interesting that they were able to keep Megan Gustafson for most of that first half. She was sitting at 2 points. And then there was an and one towards the end. Then she got another bucket. And I think she, like I said, she had 7 points at the half, but they were tied. She has 7 points. They're tied. You get the sense that, A, she has a good supporting cast around her that is making Maryland pay for all the extra attention they're putting on Megan Gustafson, and B, she's going to get loose in the second half. And she did exactly that, finishing with 31 points. So it's really encouraging to see the guards and everyone else, including Hannah Stewart around her, step up and make big plays, because that was what won them the game yesterday.
I was so proud of my son yesterday as we were walking around on the concourse at halftime, and he was probably filled up on popcorn at that point, but maybe it helped. I said, "That's a long line for ice cream." And he looked at me and he said, "Long line." It's like, okay, he doesn't want any ice cream. So we didn't have to wait in line. There were plenty of people, though. And look, if the weather had been slightly nicer, I think they would have had another 1,000 people there. I know my college roommate was going to make the drive down from Dyersville with his family, and they decided to stay home due to the travel conditions. And still, the one thing, and I've talked about it already tonight, that crowd stayed in their seats. They were there till the end of the game, and it took, I think, 25 minutes to get from the parking lot out onto the interstate. It wasn't that – I don't know. I'm not fighting that battle again today here, but we stayed in our seats till the game was over. We had a great time. It was my son's first basketball game, and he really enjoyed it. He actually watched the basketball game. I was very surprised by that because he has no idea what's going on. He's watching back and forth. It's a proud moment. Got confused, though. The Iowa women were wearing the pink jerseys for the breast cancer survivors, and he's used to seeing Iowa in the black and gold. So there were a couple moments where I think he thought Maryland was Iowa. But other than that, he's 2.5. He gets a pass, right? 319-366-1600, the Hurtin and Stocker Jewelers text line. Again, Mac McCausland said to join us coming up in about 10, 15 minutes. We will look back on the miraculous Joe Wieskamp three-pointer that saved Rutgers, or saved Iowa from an, I'm not going to call it an embarrassing loss at Rutgers, because I think people that are paying attention to the Big Ten know that that's a decent Rutgers team, and that environment, I kept hearing everybody was like, oh, it's going to be all Hawkeye fans. It wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
It was not all Hawkeye fans there. That was a fun college basketball game to watch on Saturday night. Hawkeyes wind up prevailing, and they got a big one tomorrow, as we mentioned, with the Maryland Terrapins coming to town. Kyle's going to get you a big board update and a whole lot more when we return after this.
We were naive about all things money.
And we maybe put money into places and paid things that we thought were the most important thing, but maybe necessarily big picture weren't always the biggest and best thing to do.
We were just so tired of renting, and you know, we rented at several places. We felt like it was time, we needed help. And so we talked to Joe at DuPaco. That opened the door to us doing a money makeover. It put everything in black and white right before us. We were getting close. We knew we had the right amount of income. We knew that our credit scores had skyrocketed. We just need to find that right home.
Did the application through DuPaco. Joe was able to get us pre-approved, I think, as we were sitting in her office.
We came into the house for the first time. It was awesome. We're so thankful that we had the tools that DuPaco gave us.
Learn the whole story at DuPaco.com/impactful. Equal housing opportunity.
Look alive, coach. Are you ready for next season? If you're thinking about coaching K-12 school-sponsored athletics in Iowa, add getting your state certification from Kirkwood Continuing Education to your game plan. Kirkwood handles the required instruction and fingerprinting. Kirkwood coaching authorization and recertification classes are going on now in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City. And now you can also take the classes online. Visit kirkwood.edu/coaching to get into the game.
TCB Pool Hall isn't one of those joints with a table stuck in the back for atmosphere. Nah, TCB Pool Hall is legit, straight-up pool with 10 regulation full-size tables you rent by the hour. They've got a darn respectable beer selection, too, with 26 rotating taps and another 30-plus brews and bottles and cans. TCB isn't the place the kiddies play. You gotta be 21 to get in here. So skip the nonsense. Hang out, play pool, and drink cold beer at TCB Pool Hall in the heart of the Pet Bowl, downtown Iowa City.
You guys want to do it?
Ryan Peck drives to rural towns every week, bringing music to kids who need it most.
From the top, ready?
He dreams of showing people the importance of music in a child's life. American Family Insurance is helping make that happen right now.
Keep on sunny side, always on sunny side.
American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
School is in session on KGYM. Attend the gym class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes weekdays from 3 until 4. Then sit in on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn from 4 to 7. But when the bell rings and it's time to go home, don't forget about extracurricular activities on Smart FM. Like Live from the Soundboard with Glenn Gardner Saturday nights at 7 and Sunday mornings at 10. And great new wave tracks on High Tide with Just John Saturday nights at 8. Smart FM.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show right here on KGYM.
He really seems to care about what I have no idea.
Mondays on the program brought to you by our friends at Randy's Flooring. You can find them in Cedar Rapids or in Johnson County in Coralville on the Coralville Strip. Randy's has been Eastern Iowa's flooring leader for over 40 years. They're the folks that work at Randy's. They know what they're doing. They know how to walk you through whatever project you're looking. Maybe you're a contractor. Maybe you're just a do-it-yourselfer at home. Big budget, small budget. They're going to make sure that you have exactly what you need in order for your project to get done right on time and on budget. Randy'sFlooring.com, the Monday presenting sponsor for this program, and we thank them for that support. Bruce Bochy is 74 wins away from 2,000 career wins as a Major League Baseball manager, split between the San Diego Padres and San Francisco Giants, 3 World Series championships, announcing today in Arizona that 2019 will be his last season. Hall of Fame manager, hands down. He's Joe Torre has, what, 4? La Russa's got 3 rings. Sparky Anderson's got 3 rings, right? Bruce Bochy, Hall of Fame. With the Athletics and the Cardinals.
Okay, so 1 with the Athletics, 2 with the Cardinals.
Yep, 1989 with the Athletics when they beat the Giants. That team, and La Russa, 88, 89, and 90, those Athletics teams that ran up against, in 88 it was the Dodgers, and then in 1990 the Cincinnati Reds. But for 3 years there, the Oakland Athletics, when I was a kid, the best team in baseball. And they were fun to watch. You know, Ricky Henderson, Jose Canseco, Mark McGwire, Dave Stewart on the mound, Dennis Eckersley. I'm old man yelling at a cloud again, going down nostalgia highway, driving 55 miles an hour in the right-hand lane. Let's send things over to Kyle. He's going to get you a big board update.
It was a big weekend around the state when it comes to basketball, and all of that started on Saturday. The 21st-ranked Iowa men beat Rutgers on the road 71-69 on yet another unbelievable finish, this time a Joe Wieskamp 3 banked home from the corner at the buzzer. The Hawkeyes are now 20-5 on the season, 9-5 in the conference, and next host number 24 Maryland tomorrow night. The most monumental victory of the weekend came yesterday inside Carver Hawkeye Arena, though, as Megan Gustafson and the 14th-ranked Hawkeye women beat 7th-ranked Maryland for the first time since 1992. That was by a score of 86-73. Gustafson had only 7 points at the half, and the team had made only 1 3, yet the score was tied at 33. So when Gustafson exploded for a double-double in the second half alone, the Terps had no answer. She finished with 31 and 17, and the teams are now tied atop the Big Ten. The Cyclones also had a huge win on Saturday as they try to position themselves for a chance at a Big 12 title. Their young guys are hitting their stride at just the right time as Lindell Wigginton led with 23 on just 7 of 9 from the floor, and Talon Horton Tucker had 20 as well. The team's now up to 19th in the AP poll and just 1 game out of the Big 12 lead. UNI also beat Evansville over the weekend, but Drake has quietly roared to the top of the MVC after a win over Valpo. The Bulldogs are 20-7 on the year and in a 3-way tie with Loyola and Missouri State at 9-5 in the conference. We've got a handful of local state wrestling champions to recognize. Those are Lisbon's Robert Avila Jr., Cale Happel, and Kobe Siebrecht, Solon's Hayden Taylor, Mount Vernon's Paul Ryan, and Linmar's Jacob Wempen.
Grant Judkins, the Big Ten Pitcher of the Week for the Iowa baseball team. 6 no-hit innings with 11 strikeouts as the Hawkeyes beat Marshall over the weekend 10-0. And Iowa State's Bridget Carlton picking up her 4th Big 12 Women's Basketball Player of the Week honors as well. Megan Gustafson, it goes without saying, the Big Ten Player of the Week once again for the Hawkeyes. And again, thank you to Lisa Bluter for joining us on the show today. The women probably deserve a little bit more attention than they actually get on programs like this one. Let's give Mulligans some love right now. 319-366-1600. We've got a $30 gift card to Mulligans. It's yours if you're caller number 6. 366-1600. We'll be back there next Thursday for the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire and LinderTire.com. Mulligans. You can always have a good time there. Happy hour between 3 and 6 Thursday. It's half-price wings at Mulligan's. We are not done talking Big Ten men's basketball. Nick Ward, as we mentioned, out an indefinite amount of time with Michigan State. How will that affect the Spartans? How do back-to-back shocking wins propel the Hawkeyes forward? Mac McCausland, our resident college basketball analyst, is set to join us to answer those questions and more. We'll even ask Mac what he thinks about Iowa State coming off that big victory at the Octagon against Bruce Weber and K-State. Mac McCausland joins us as hour number 3 kicks off next.
Anyone who has ever needed self-storage knows what a hassle it can be. You have to rent or borrow a truck and then find someone to help you move your stuff. And let's face it, moving furniture and heavy items without damaging them isn't easy. Renting the unit is worse. The hidden fees and admin costs are scarier than the dingy facilities you're leaving your stuff in. Why not use Closet Box instead? Closet Box is self-storage without leaving home. They'll pick up your belongings, store them securely, and bring any item back when you need it. The best part? Unlike traditional self-storage, you only pay for what you store. No paying for unused storage space. Closet Box's background check storage movers are licensed, bonded, and insured, and will take care of all of the heavy lifting. Closet Box's local storage centers are temperature controlled and monitored 24/7. Closet Box has an A+ rating from the BBB. Call 877-233-5696 now for the season's best rates. Get $50 off first month storage using code RADIO50. That's 877-233-5696. 877-233-5696.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-471-4351.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-471-4351. That's 1-800-471-4351.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. A pair of teams in the hunt in the ACC set to tip off on ESPN Radio, ESPN TV, and the ESPN app. Number 3, Virginia, and number 20, Virginia Tech. Cavaliers are a game back of conference-leading Duke, while the Hokies are 2.5 out. Giants skipper Bruce Bochy announcing today he'll retire after the 2019 season, his 13th with the team. San Francisco has won 3 World Series championships in Bochy's tenure. March 28th, opening day, quickly approaching, yet the 2 biggest free agents in baseball, Bryce Harper and Manny Machado, remain unsigned. Their big paydays are coming, though, explains ESPN MLB insider Buster Olney.
Both of these guys, after a long, long winter, are going to both wind up doing well. I know from talking with agents yesterday, who are not involved in this, but they're reading the market, and they believe that Harper's going to wind up north of $300 million. And they think Manny Machado, in terms of the present-day value on his contract, will be at about $250 million.
Buster on Golic and Wingo. Players union head Tony Clark fired back at Commissioner Rob Manfred. Clark said baseball fans should question whether it makes sense to purchase tickets for some teams, a response to Manfred's comments that free agent players have failed to adjust their economic demands in a market upended by analytics. Angels owner Artie Moreno said the team has had internal discussions regarding a new contract for outfielder Mike Trout, who can become a free agent after the 2020 season. The 27-year-old is owed over $33 million in each of the next 2 seasons. NFL Jacksonville picked up the 2019 option on one of the team's best players, defensive end Calais Campbell.
Butler, Marquette, a showdown between Big East rivals. Wednesday at 8:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. Presented by Peloton.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops, your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less, only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high-speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
Golic, did you know that Gatorade Zero has all the same electrolytes but with zero sugar?
I did know that because I drank some Gatorade Zero after I ran 2 miles at the gym this morning.
Two? Please, I ran 3.
Did I mention I also was on a 6 incline?
You didn't, but that's interesting because that's 2 less than I was on.
Were you also running backwards? Because I was.
No.
Gatorade Zero, all the electrolytes with zero sugar. So you can get more out of zero.
A 1-2-3 finish in the Daytona 500 in the first race after he lost his son shook Coach Gibbs.
I'm not sure I can put together what happened tonight.
I'm Woody Kane. The story next on NASCAR Today.
At AutoZone, we're all about giving you more ways to get more done, like the AutoZone Rewards Program. Members get more, like a $20 reward every time they spend $20 or more 5 times. Got more to do? We've got more for you to do it. Looking to protect your engine? Regular oil and oil filter changes are the best way to keep your engine running strong and running long. And if you're looking to do the job yourself, AutoZone can help. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, what's that look on your face? Defeat? You want to save more money? Then start playing as a team. Bundle home and auto with Progressive. That's how you win big savings. What? You need music to get pumped? Let's do this. Hold on, I'm going to turn it up. That's too loud. Yeah, that's better.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
The NASCAR community was shaken by the passing of team owner Joe Gibbs' son, JD, last month at the age of 49. Last night, after Denny Hamlin won and Gibbs' cars took the top 3 spots in the Daytona 500, it was the former NFL coach's turn to be a little overwhelmed.
JD really found Denny. And Denny and JD had that relationship. JD's on the car. His favorite number's 11. We had the 11th lap was a celebration for JD. I got to tell you, I'm just emotionally right now. I know people say, hey, things can happen. That couldn't happen.
Kyle Busch and Eric Jones were second and third in a wild finish. I'm Woody Kane. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Game on!
Game on!
6:05, welcome back in as we make our way toward 6:45, 6:48-ish tonight. Not to get too specific with everybody, but we will be stepping aside on 1600, I should say, on our FM frequencies, 106.3 and 107.5 FM shortly for high school basketball, 1600 AM. We'll have the Coach's Corner show from the Applebee's in Ames. Eric Heft sitting alongside John Walters, just as he normally does, for men's basketball broadcasts on the Cyclone Radio Network. They'll chat with Steve Prohm and Bill Fennelly tonight. You can hear that coming up on 1600 AM, as we mentioned. We are off a little early tonight, but we're still going to bring you the best 6 o'clock hour that we can, and I think no better way to do that than with Mac McCausland, who joins us now. Mac, our poll question today at KGYMradio.com, we're trying to have a little fun. Who did it better, Jordan Bohannon against Northwestern or Joe Wieskamp against Rutgers?
That is a heck of a question. I would have to go with Wieskamp, and here would be my reasoning. First of all, it's a pass of about 80 feet. And I believe it was slightly tipped. And there was just what I'll call bedlam. Well, you've got 3 or 4 people, including Iowa Hawkeyes, right there. And so he's got to figure a way to get the ball and then shoot it. And he's a freshman, where if we talk Jordan, I mean, he's a veteran. He's done it more than once. He's done it back in high school. And he did have what I would call a Jordan shot to look at it. You know, it's a deep three. It's not just a short little jumper fader that he has trouble with sometimes. So I'm going to go with the freshman.
Mac, I'm not trying to get you to put your physicist hat on, but that ball was a millimeters away from hitting the side of the backboard. How did that go in? Have you ever seen anything like that?
Yes. Yes, I have. And I'll get to that in a second. As you know me, I will answer 12 questions when you ask me one. So we'll come back to the exact shot. But what I would say, and I have had a discussion with about 3 people today, I thought, and I just heard you say, it hit the side of the backboard. I don't think it hit the backboard and glanced in. Now, are you both in agreement with me or not?
I just looked at the replay one more time, and it looked like it hit the side of the backboard.
Right. Because I did, I had enough discussion where I said, okay, I do remember in math the angle of reflection equals the angle of refraction, or physics, or it was a course I took. So I looked at it, I said, if he hit the actual backboard, there is no way from where he shot that, it would have shot the ball pretty well just straight across the rim. But by hitting just the edge of the ball, the width of the leather, it changed the direction right towards the rim. And that was, like I say, the angle of reflection and refraction right there. So, and just quite a story. I know, you know, the polls have come out today, and Iowa's basically right where they were, you know, after winning two incredible games. But that's the time of year it is. You know, the people that put the polls up, they almost will not move anybody out of their position unless they lose. And you know, then if a person loses, especially if they're a top 5 to 10 team, they won't go down more than a position or two. And so it's very hard, even if you keep winning, to get up there to the top 10 teams. The example would be Michigan State. They run into a difficult time, and now they lose Ward for a while with a broken hand. And, you know, last night they played horrible, down by, 14, win by 18. I mean, that's hard to explain, but it's February. You're tired. The other team is tired. It's conference play. Everybody knows everybody. Once again, it's just hard to explain some of these things. How do you explain Tennessee, the best team in the country, quote unquote, practically embarrassed in that second half? So what you're playing for is to prove how good you are in March by getting seeds for your tournament, a conference tournament, and then get a good seed in March. And that's when it really becomes a huge advantage. A win or a loss right now is just not going to move you up or move you down much in rankings if you're among the top 20 teams like Iowa.
Mac McCausland joining us on the program on a Monday night. Maryland
now,
comes to town tomorrow night.
I do remember the question that was asked before I went on that rant, and it was, have I ever seen anything like that before? We played, and this is when I was sitting for Iowa, we played Wisconsin in the old field house, and they had a guy that I had known in high school even, Chuck Nagel from Whitefish Bay, Wisconsin, and he shot a shot from the left corner in the old field house, and it hit the guide wire. I don't know if you remember, but the actual backboard was attached to the guide wire to the ceiling to prevent it from moving back and forth a lot. And his deflected probably about 3 feet off the top of the guide wire and went in. But there was 1 second left or something like that. But you didn't have any replay. You didn't have slow motion. You didn't have anything. It was good. And I'll be honest, I don't know the rule back then that if it hits an obstruction, you know, kind of like on a golf course, do you get to shoot it over? Do you just play the game? Whatever. But anyway, Chuck Nagel lives in my mind right there with Joe Wieskamp.
Mac, as I was saying, and I apologize for butting in there on you, Maryland comes to town tomorrow night. These two teams are vying for one of those four double byes next month at the United Center in Chicago. What do the Hawkeyes need to do in order to beat the Terrapins?
Well, I think they can go back and look at maybe some recent tapes of Maryland, especially on the road. Maybe you've seen the stat, but Turgeon's teams on the road are 0-19 against rated teams. So, you know, that's not a very good record. And I think you can look at it, and that's probably even before his Maryland stint as well, or at least while he's been there. But he's got a very young team. I thought, quite honestly, they would fare better at Michigan. But that game was pretty well over. In the first 5 to 10 minutes, you could just tell their bigs couldn't do anything. They had trouble covering the shooters and the quickness of Michigan and Collins in the first half, and Fernando in the first half had 0 points. Well, if your two best scorers and your two best players have 0 points, you've dug a pretty deep hole. And what they need to do tomorrow is do exactly what they've done lately at home, or for the most part, and that's just come out really intense, have the Iowa bigs fed the ball, and that way you're going to have to go cover the bigs, and our bigs pass the ball pretty well. Kreener, Cook, and Garza may be the best of the three. And then if they can get the passes, if they don't have a shot, then it's going to be wide open threes, because Maryland would have to jam up the inside guys and wouldn't get back to what I would have to consider a very confident group of perimeter players right now. And they've got it going. I mean, I know people, again, complain about, they just barely beat Rutgers. They barely beat Northwestern, who aren't very good. Well, as we talked last week, I think Rutgers is pretty good. And Maryland is going to be very good. So it's a matter, I think, of two good coaches trying, one, to continue what he has done, and that's Fran, and then Turch, and trying to figure out a way to stop the trend and get these young guys some confidence against the rated team.
You just alluded to it a little bit there, but we always talk about when Iowa travels to Rutgers, the environment, how the crowd's not going to be there and it's going to be quiet. And that it was exactly the opposite. People were speculating that it'd be mostly Iowa fans. That place was rocking. It was sold out. Does Iowa deserve credit for being able to handle a pretty unexpectedly hostile environment the way that they did on Saturday?
Yeah, Coach Peichel, and I don't know if it's their advertising department or his assistant coaches, they have gone out and just made Rutgers a very, very want-to-do thing back there. I mean, again, they're new to the Big Ten, and they got the arena called the Rack. And it's just a big high school as far as a gym, so you can get a lot of noise in there. And I think they've taken a lot of pride in this team because they are young. Peichel is a very good and aggressive coach, and their style of play, you watch it, I mean, it's a Big Ten play. They'll come and be physical with you, and they don't mind bumping you around. So I think that's good. And then tomorrow, again, Maryland, new to the Big Ten, and they're actually, for some of us that are a little older, they're still an ACC school, which means that's basketball. And they've, got a great tradition. Gary Williams won the national tournament, and Gary used to be an assistant for Tom Davis. So, I mean, there's a lot of still kind of background connections between Maryland and Iowa.
Mac McCausland with us for just a few more minutes. Let's take a look at the rest of the Big Ten race right now. You mentioned Nick Ward being sidelined for Michigan State. It sounds like they think he could be back before the end of the regular season. That's, 3 weeks away? Second leading scorer, 6.7 rebounds a game. This is going to be a big loss for Tom Izzo and the Spartans. Can they weather life without him?
Well, when you said big loss, that's literally and figuratively. Because the other thing he does, I think, so well is set screens. And he usually sets a screen that's pretty wide. And it's hard for especially a perimeter defender to get around him. So it leaves Cassius Winston in a pretty good area to shoot the ball. McQuaid, again, another pretty good shooter when he's open. And I think that'll be a huge loss because Tillman is not near the player or width of the body, although he's better than he was last year. I think that kind of tilts it towards Michigan quite a bit to win the championship. But again, I mean, now you're only down to whatever it is, 5 or 6 games, and you're going to have some at home. You win those, you're still going to be probably a 3 seed in the conference. So, but they'll need him back. And I could tell last night, because I fractured my hand once with a hairline fracture. And as funny as it sounds, the way it doesn't hurt is to press on it. because you're keeping evidently the bones together and the pain away and the nerves away from the difficult area. And when he was pressing on his hand, and you could tell he stopped sweating, I thought, well, this is going to be a broken hand, and that's just what it was.
Now, Mac, I'm looking at the Big Ten standings, and I've pointed this out today a couple of times, but Purdue is just a half a game back. And when you look at their schedule down the stretch, they play 4 of 6 on the road, but their road games are against Indiana, Nebraska, Minnesota, and Northwestern, with home games against Illinois and Ohio State sprinkled in. Just a half game back. Can they make a run at this regular season title?
Yeah, I really think they can. They've been up and down, and I think sometimes they live and die with Carson Edwards taking too many shots. If he could peel it back, you know, maybe 5 shots and get 5 more assists, I would like the way they play better. But they're still awfully, awfully good, and they still play among the best defenses probably in the country, especially if you haven't played against that physical style. But right now you look at that schedule, and I have not fallen in love at all this year, even going back to October preseason rankings, with Ohio State and Indiana. I just think those coaches are too new to the Big Ten and style of play. They have historically coached what I would call a finesse and run systems rather than having to go get some big guys that can just really bust on the glass and do some things like that. So we'll just have to see. And, you know, tomorrow night, I think the fans, and I hope everybody can come. I tweeted out that I think that the students can give up 3 hours of studying to be able to tell their kids and grandkids about the great win they had against Maryland when they come in, because Fernando is a fun kid to watch, and he's just a freshman. So I hope it's all good there in Carver tomorrow.
That's Dr. Mac McCausland writing a note for all of these students at the University of Iowa.
He put on his doctor hat. He put on his physicist hat during this interview.
He's wearing one of those paper masks they give you at the urgent care clinic.
You think I could do that? But all we need are like 6,000 to show up. We don't need all 32,000.
Mac, just be thankful I didn't make a handwriting joke there when calling you a doctor.
Yeah, well, that's true, especially for me. Holy cow. And see, I was ready to say, why don't you and I just buy some pizzas for the kids tomorrow? Did I say that?
Chips and salsa. And get you hang out with Mac McCausland and eat chips and salsa. I think kids would be into that. Hey, let's switch gears and discuss Iowa State here a little bit, because that's a big win for the Cyclones over the weekend against Bruce Weber and Kansas State at the Octagon. This is a team that very much has a chance to win its first ever Big 12 regular season championship.
I'm going to bring up one other subject because I intend to do it at the start. I want to say congratulations to the Iowa women, Lisa Bluter, Jan Jensen, the staff. What a year, and to be able to recruit the talent they've gotten is pretty spectacular. But now moving on to the Cyclones. Watched that game from start to the end, and that's when you see Bruce Weber and you see his team, what you are seeing is Purdue, or what you're seeing is Matt Painter, Gene Cady. Very physical style, very unemotional. They come down, they set it up, and of course they lost their big center, at least for a while. I understand he's in a boot, so he may not play. But Iowa State just did everything to disrupt him. And Horton Tucker was spectacular, shooting 28% from the arc, and he hits, you know, like a fistful and deep, deep distance. And you could just tell how deep they are, because some of their guys didn't have particularly good games. Jacobson, who caused Iowa problems, you know, was just a center in there. But they've got some really, really talented players. 2 or 3, I think, will be in the NBA. I love Shaylock. He is a special, special talent inside and outside.
Mac, I've been trying to sort of compare them to some of the top teams in the country, and I think Duke probably has separated themselves a little bit talent-wise from the rest of the pack, but 1 through 7, where would you say that Iowa State is comparable with anybody other than Duke in the country?
I think you got to throw Kentucky in there with athleticism. Yeah. You look at the other top teams. Michigan State doesn't have the athleticism, the jumping ability. Michigan does not have bigs. Virginia, they got bigs, but they don't have what I would call terrific bouncing athletes. So, I think, you go Iowa State, Kentucky, and Duke, and you're going to see some pretty special things happen on a court.
Mac, how about things in the MVC? Alex and I were discussing earlier one of the rounds of bracketology has Loyola in the tournament as a 15 seed at this point. The basketball is not that bad in the MVC this year, is it?
I think it is, or very close. I think they would definitely get, 15, 14, or 13 seed. You look at what you thought Loyola was going to be, and they got beat, last night or night before? And right now, you look at you and I, they're trying to be in that top half of the bracket down in St. Louis. They are nowhere near the UNI teams we've seen in the past. They're just getting going again. And I think, Missouri State, who has been down, they've got a new coach that took over for Paul Lust. And he's brought in a couple players, transferred from South Florida. And he's got it going. But, they're not a particularly overpowering team, either shooters or bigs. You go back through the years. Whoever wins the MVC has a trademark. You go back to the old Southern Illinois teams, you couldn't get by half court. Their defense was so, so good. And then you looked at you and I. They guarded the three-point line and wouldn't let you get to the rim. And then you've had, even last year with Loyola, they had a pretty good offensive team. They just had four out, one in, and everybody could shoot. So, and I can't find any team that really has a trademark this year.
What about the job that Darren DeVries has done in his first year, 20 wins at the top of the standings right now?
Yeah. You look at that, and that, again, it's almost to my point. There was not a lot of talent at Drake. They end up losing their point guard that they were relying on early. And I can't say enough about Darren. He is... brought in excitement and hope. And, I've always thought Drake would be a pretty good job because they've got an airport that you can recruit kids to. You can be on the campus in 10 minutes. You've got a fairly big town with good alumni, or at least people that want to see Drake do well to help you. The Knapp family, obviously, the Knapp Center. But it just never got going except for that one little 2 or 3 year stint when Tom Davis and Keno Davis were there, and they did it with style of ball. And I think Darren has got some great students on that team, and I'm talking basketball students, not necessarily classroom, although they probably are if they're Drake. And he has just got them playing a very meticulous, don't make mistakes, and we take good shots. And if we take good shots, we're pretty good. And it's been a great rise out of the old Phoenix, it's coming out of the ashes.
You mentioned all of the recruiting perks of Des Moines, and Court Avenue didn't even come up in the discussion, Mac. You're disappointing
me. Well, when you're recruiting them, probably not too many of them are 21. So, I like to think they went back to the dorm, got a pizza, a soda, hung around watching games.
That's what happened.
Yeah, that's what those kids
exactly
are.
What they did.
That's what those kids are doing in Iowa City tomorrow night if Iowa upsets Maryland. Too Mac, we appreciate it. Enjoy the game tomorrow.
Yes. Are you going to be there?
I will not be there tomorrow because of the start time, but I will be there on Friday for the IU game.
Oh, and that'll be fun. That will be real fun. So, people can get what I'll call just a 2-for-1. It's 1 week and 2 great games.
There you go. All right. We'll see you this week, Mac. Thanks a lot.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
Mac McCausland, longtime broadcaster, covers college basketball and friend of the program here. We chat with him every Monday during the season in the 6 o'clock hour.
Is the basketball in the MVC that bad this year? Yeah.
Now, I want to clarify here. I am not by any stretch of the imagination saying that the team that wins Arch Madness should deserve a 10 seed or something like that. But I'm thinking along the lines of at least a 13, yeah, a 12 or a 13. I mean, there are some really bad conferences out there, but a 15 seed for an MVC team, well,
it's hard to believe. It really is.
Start cue up the would Drake be the most dangerous 15 seed ever? Now, we've seen 15 seeds wins, and after last season, we've seen a 16 seed win. So I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait for the tournament to roll around. We are inside a month away from the Big Ten tournament at the United Center in Chicago, and that means we're just about a month away from the start of March Madness here at KGYM. Your chance to take home $500 this year in our bracket challenge, courtesy of Imon Communications. Details on that to come in the coming days and weeks. We will step aside and take a quick break. When we return, Kyle's going to get you a big board update, and then we will finish an abbreviated final segment of the program after this.
It's at the home show.
It's never too early to start planning to update or remodel your home and garden. And what better way to start than at the 40th annual Cedar Rapids Home and Builder Show at the Hawkeye Downs Expo Center in Cedar Rapids. Bigger and better than ever, this is your chance to see the very latest products and services for your home and yard. Stop by Friday, February 22nd through Sunday, February 24th. See the displays and attend informative how-to seminars. The 40th Annual Cedar Rapids Home and Builder Show from 4 to 8 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday, and noon to 5 Sunday, February 22nd through the 24th at the Hawkeye Downs Expo Center in Cedar Rapids. Admission is still just $5, children under 12 free. And don't miss Papa Balloon. See you at the show. Sponsored by the Greater Cedar Rapids Housing and Building Association.
Ideas to make your house a home.
My customers tell me this is their favorite time of year, right now, during the winter sale. Hi, this is Sean Holly with Holly's Shop for Men. And why wouldn't it be their favorite time of year? With super selections of the latest in men's fashions like dress shirts, sport coats, ties, and accessories. With sale prices from 50 to 70% off. What well-dressed guy wouldn't be happy? Don't wait. Come in now for the best selection. The winter sale at Holly's Shop for Men, Lindale Mall.
Our homes are where we make the best family memories, but sometimes things can get a little messy. Kids will be kids and dogs will be dogs, but your floors don't need to show it. Randy's Flooring offers the best selection of pet-proof and kid-proof flooring materials. Let one of the Randy's interior designers or sales professionals help you find the right products at the right price for you and your family. Visit randysflooring.com or stop by either corridor location and see why Randy's makes the difference. Randy's, local flooring experts, by design.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
What the hell are you guys all dressed up for?
6:31, welcome back in, as we will step aside early tonight so we can bring you some high school basketball here on KGYM. We're going to be doing that pretty much almost every day this week. I think Wednesday is the lone exception to the rule. Coming up on the program tomorrow, I believe we've got Maryland play-by-play man Johnny Holiday lined up to give us a preview of the Terrapins. Big game at Carver Hawkeye Arena tomorrow night. 7 o'clock tip-off on the Big Ten Network. We had Sean Morris with us earlier today to preview that. Right now, who we have with us is Kyle. He's going to bring you a big board update.
It was a big weekend around the state when it comes to basketball, and it all started back on Saturday. The 21st-ranked Iowa men beat Rutgers on the road 71-69 on yet another unbelievable finish. This time a Joe Wieskamp 3 banked home from the corner at the buzzer. The Hawkeyes are now 20-5 on the season, 9-5 in the conference, and next host number 24 Maryland tomorrow night. The most monumental victory of the weekend came yesterday inside Carver Hawkeye Arena, though, as Megan Gustafson and the then 14th-ranked Hawkeye women beat 7th-ranked Maryland for the first time since 1992 by a score of 86-73. The Hawkeyes are now ranked 9th in the country. It's been a long time since they've been an AP top 10 team. Gustafson had only 7 points at the half, and the team had made only 1 3, yet the score was tied at 33. So when Gustafson exploded for a double-double in the second half alone, the Terps had no answer. She finished with 31-17, and the teams are now tied atop the Big Ten. The Cyclones also had a huge win on Saturday as they try to position themselves for a chance at a Big 12 title. Their young guys are hitting the stride right just at the right time as Lindell Wigginton led with 23 and Talon Horton Tucker also had 20. The team's now up to 19th in the AP poll and just one game out of the Big 12 lead. UNI also beat Evansville over the weekend, but Drake has quietly roared to the top of the MVC at 9-5 in a three-way tie with Loyola and Missouri State. We've got a handful of local state wrestling champions to recognize. Those are Lisbon's Robert Ambula Jr., Cale Happel, and Kobe Seabrecht, Stolen's Hayden Taylor, Mount Vernon's Paul Ryan, and Linmar's Jacob Wempen.
Lindell Wigginton and Talon Horton Tucker taking home weekly honors in the Big 12 after the Cyclones upset Kansas State over the weekend. That is going to be a down-to-the-wire finish in Big 12 play. Megan Gustafson taking home Big Ten Player of the Week honors in women's hoops. No surprise there. And Grant Judkins of the Iowa baseball team, the pitcher of the week in the Big Ten. He had 11 strikeouts over six innings as the Hawkeyes beat Marshall. All that squeezed in to a final Big Board update. We have a segment remaining on the program today, so we're going to step aside, take a quick break. When we come back, we'll tell you a little bit more about some of the things. There's so much going on. We've still got more to cover with Iowa, the men and the women. Back with more after this.
20 professionals speaking 9 different languages, serving over 7,000 clients worldwide. That's Community CPA, a global firm located in Coralville and Des Moines. As trusted advisors in tax and accounting, they make even the most foreign and complicated tax matters simple. Trust them with your LLC and S-Corp tax filings before March 15th. Call Community CPA in Coralville now, 319-208-3712, to improve the quality of your tax preparation. 319-208-3712.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-285-4954. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-285-4954. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-285-4954. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-285-4954. 800-285-4954.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Back to the Todd Bottlecamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Look at this guy, so hopped up on goofballs and grass, he's got no idea what's going on.
6:37, welcome back in. About 10 minutes to go on a Monday here from the KGYM studios. This program is presented on Mondays by the good folks at Randy's Flooring. They've been Eastern Iowa's flooring leader for over 40 years. You can learn more about them online at randysflooring.com or check out one of their two locations, one in Cedar Rapids and one on the Coralville Strip in Johnson County. Randy's Flooring, the presenting sponsor for Monday's program here, and we thank them for jumping on board with us. I did not think that Fred Hoiberg appearing at that game tomorrow in Ames would be that big of a story, but our old pal Myron Medcalf of ESPN taking to Twitter, mentioning the fact that he thinks the timing is a little odd. And Travis Hines, who covers Iowa State for the Ames Tribune, Chris Williams from Cyclone Fanatic and KXNO in Des Moines, trying to set him straight, saying there are no ulterior motives here and pointing out that Steve Prohm has embraced the past of the program and is welcoming Fred Hoiberg back. The ulterior motive would be if the Cyclones were like 14-17 right now. They're on the verge of winning a Big 12 regular season championship, although right now they're still on the outside looking in. Steve Prohm's not going anywhere.
Oh.
And both of those men, Steve Prohm and Fred Hoiberg, know that.
I've said this before. Steve Prohm, it's a testament to how good of a job that he's done that he feels completely comfortable allowing this to happen. He's not looking over his shoulder one second, and Fred Hoiberg knows that, and I don't think that there is anything nefarious about this whatsoever.
He says, Myron, that it's a my ex is coming over for dinner vibe. Yeah, well, the ex left on good terms.
On good terms and took his dream job.
And you've got a pretty good partner right now, and you're happy, and you can all be friends. And nobody wants to sleep with any. I don't know where I'm going with this, but I'm trying to follow through here on the ex-boyfriend or ex-girlfriend analogy here. The bottom line is that I think it's awesome that Monte Morris and Fred Hoiberg are going to be there. There will be a loud ovation for Fred Hoiberg. They don't call him the mayor for nothing in Ames. And I wouldn't want to be Scott Drew and the Baylor Bears coming to town facing an Iowa State team that, look, I'm still having a hard time wrapping my head around the TCU loss. And they still have to go to Fort Worth to take on TCU. I think they get revenge in that game. That's a really bad loss. It jumps off the resume when you look at it. But when that team is playing as well as it did against Kansas State this past weekend, that team looks like it can beat anybody. And I know we referenced the Sports Illustrated story we talked about last week earlier in the program tonight, where Sports Illustrated had Iowa State as one of the eight teams in the country that can win or will win the NCAA championship this year. They played like it this weekend against Kansas State. They play like that, they may not lose another game for quite some time. Now, that being said, we've also seen nights where the Cyclones are not necessarily meshing.
Right.
And then you get losses like the TCU one. But I think they're a lot closer to K-State, that performance, than they're. I think the TCU loss is going to wind up proving to be an outlier.
I think so, too, and we've seen that throughout the year. And they don't necessarily have a loss to a team where you're saying, wow, how the heck do they lose to that team? TCU really is the only one that resembles that. That loss at home to Kansas State wasn't great, but it was by 1 point. I think that was early in January. They went on the road, lost by three to Baylor, who was surging at the time. But I think this is more about their expectations and on how they believe that they can play more than it is about us looking at their results. And they have proven that if they are meshing and they are all firing on all cylinders, they can compete with most in the country. And that's the expectation that they're going to have, and they're going to need to play that way if they want to win the Big 12. But like you said, on nights where things are clicking, that game against Ole Miss, that game at home against Kansas early in the year, and then on Saturday against Kansas State, they look like they're far and away the best team in that conference.
From Iowa State back to Iowa, our poll question today at KGYMradio.com, who did it better, Jordan Bohannon against Northwestern or Joe Wieskamp Saturday in Piscataway against Rutgers? Poll questions brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast. You can find them behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. I still have no idea how that ball wound up going in, but Iowa executed perfectly. they played a really good game, as did Rutgers. And I know a lot of people out there are looking at that saying Rutgers is a bad basketball team. I don't think Rutgers is a bad basketball team. I think Northwestern is a bad basketball team. They certainly are not very good. But that Rutgers team, especially at home in its own building, I was fortunate to get out of there with a victory. And you put those back-to-back wins together and you start thinking maybe something is brewing with this team. We asked semi-rhetorically at the beginning of the show today whether you felt something was brewing with this team or not. Of course, the naysayers are going to say it's Northwestern and it's Rutgers, but these are the type of things, and if I had a dollar for every time I've seen somebody type this or somebody say this, and I agree with them, I believe it, these are the type of things that normally happen to Iowa, not for Iowa. Now, we do have some sad news to pass along tonight. In the last couple minutes, it came out in the last hour. Former Iowa men's basketball coach Lute Olson suffered what's being termed a mild stroke over the weekend. The 84-year-old college basketball Hall of Famer is said to be in line to make a full recovery, but some unfortunate news there for Lute Olson, suffering a health scare this weekend. Again, a mild stroke in Arizona, but he is expected to make a full recovery. Olson had some pretty good years as head coach of the University of Iowa before he went to Arizona and definitely cemented his place in the college basketball lore. 366-1600 is the Hertin and Stocker Jewelers text line. Again, we are with you for just a few more minutes tonight before we step away for high school basketball. We're going to have a Maryland preview coming up on the program tomorrow with
Johnny Holiday.
Johnny Holiday, the play-by-play voice of the Maryland Terrapins. 7 o'clock tip-off, Big Ten Network. If Iowa is going to, I don't want to say steal, there are six teams vying for four double buys. The first through four seeds at the Big Ten tournament next month in Chicago don't play Wednesday. They don't play Thursday. That's a huge advantage now that the Big Ten has gone to 14 teams. Iowa has never been in that position looking to do so. They're on the outside looking in right now, but you can sort of see some openings here, and they've got an opportunity. They have games remaining tomorrow against Maryland, and then at the end of the year, it is going to be Ethan Happ's senior night at the Kohl Center in Madison, but they do play Maryland head-to-head. They do play Wisconsin head-to-head. They're going to need some help along the way, the rest of the way, but it's still a possibility that Iowa can get into the top four seeds at the Big Ten tournament and rest up while everybody else is beating up. I wouldn't want to play Rutgers or Illinois on a Wednesday or Thursday. So we'll see how things wind up playing out there, and we'll spend a lot more time tomorrow getting ready for that matchup.
Yeah, and if you look at it, Iowa technically, and I hate using this phrase because I think it's misleading, you never control your own destiny, but they take care of business. They're going to be in the top four seats, because right now they're tied for one of those spots with Maryland, and if they beat Maryland, they will have the head-to-head advantage over Maryland, and then that game against Wisconsin on the road is going to be another huge one. So they win, they can get that spot, but it's up to them.
Speaking of the Badgers, they are about to tip off at the Kohl Center, taking on one of the surprising teams in the league right now, and that's Brad Underwood's Illinois Fighting Illini. We discussed them briefly with Sean Morris of the Big Ten Network during the 5 o'clock hour tonight. That game is on FS1, if anybody is interested in tuning in. Wisconsin, number 22 in the rankings. Illinois, not anywhere close to the top 25, but playing good basketball. It is a tough out at the Kohl Center, certainly, but we'll see whether or not... look, Illinois pulls an upset on the road tonight against Wisconsin and Madison. A lot more people than Sean Morris and us will be talking about them tomorrow. I don't foresee that happening, but anything, stranger things have happened in the Big Ten this year. 366-1600, again, the final minute of the program tonight. A big thank you to our Monday presenting sponsor, Randy's Flooring. You can find them here in the corridor in Cedar Rapids and Coralville. Learn more online at randysflooring.com. We will reconvene tomorrow. We'll have another $30 gift card to Mulligan's to hand out. Mulligan's, where happy hour runs daily from 3 until 6. And on Thursdays, you can enjoy half-price wings from 6 until close. Johnny Holiday, play-by-play voice of the Maryland Terrapins, with us on a Tuesday show. High school basketball coming your way on a couple of our frequencies. 1600 AM, you will get the Cyclone Coach's Corner show. Eric Heft sitting alongside John Walters from the Applebee's in Ames. If you missed anything from today's show, including John's segment at 4:30, listen to the podcast at KGYMRadio.com.